ಜಯ ಮಧ್ವಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಭ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸದಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಪತ್ವೀರಾನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹರ್ಷಿಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಗೆ ಜಯ ಮಿಥಿಲಾ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ವಿಶ್ವಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಭ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸದಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮಹರ್ಷಿಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಗೆ ಆನಂದಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಸಹು ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋವಿಂದ ಶ್ಯಾಮಗುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಗುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧಾನಕ್ಕೆ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ಮಧುರಗುರಿ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿಕೆ ಯಮುನ ಮಾಯಿಕೆ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿಕೆ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಗೋರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂತ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ನಮಾಮಿ ಶುಭದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಜಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶದಾರಿಣಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ಕಮಿರಾನಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಮೀಳಾಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಾಂ ಸಾವಿದಾಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕಲಾಮಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಬಲಾಂಬಿಯಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಲಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾನಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಮಿದಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪರಾಂ ಸಾಯನ ಲಲಿತಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಜಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ನಮೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವರ್ಷಾನಿ ದೇವಿ ದೈದಾಯ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಬಂಧ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ತಾಯಿನೇ ಪ್ರಭವೇ ನಮಃ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯೋಜ್ವಲ ಪ್ರೇಮಾದ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾನುಗ ಭಕ್ತಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಕರುಣಾಶಕ್ತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ರೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಶ್ರೀಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ದಿನತಾರಿಣಿ ರೂಪಾನುಗ ವಿರುದ್ಧಾಭ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಹಾರಿಣಿ ನಮೋ ಗೌರ ಕಿಶೋರಾಯ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ವಿಪ್ರಲಂಬರ ಸಾಂಭೋದೇ ಪದಮೋಜಾಯತೇ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಾಯ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ನಾಮಿನಿ ಗೌರಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ರೂಪನೋಗರಾಯಣೆ ಗೌರಾವಿರ್ಭಾಭೂಮೇಸ್ತು ನಿರ್ದೇಷ್ಟಾ ಸಜನ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಾಯ ವಂಚಕಲ್ಪದೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಫಲಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ
ನಮೋ
ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮೇ ಪಂಚದತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಾಕ್ಯಂ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗಲ್ಪದೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ದೇ ದಿವ್ಯವೃಂದಾರಣ್ಯಕಲ್ಪದ್ರುಮಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ ರತ್ನಾಕರ ಸಿಂಹಾಸನಸ್ಥೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದೇವೋ ಪ್ರಶಾಲ ಸೇವ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಸ್ಮರಾಮಿ.
श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन कृतं पुराणमुनीनां मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतावतमर्षिणी भगवतीमष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धतामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम् व्यासविशालबुद्धे कुलमानिन्दाय तत्प्रणेत्र ज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीप प्रणन्न पारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकमानये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतलुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धावो बालनन्दन पातो वल्स सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनम् देवी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोल्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण महनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोदीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरवनदी कैवर्तक केशवाम् पाराशर्यमजस्सरोजममलम् गीलाथगन्धोल्कणम् नाराध्यानयजेसरम् हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितम् लोके सज्जनशल्पगैरहरहव्यनीयमानम् मुदा भूयाभारतपङ्कजकलिमलप्रथमम् सिंहश्रेयसे यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणैर्नैरुद्रविरुदस्त्वन्दिभिर्गायन्देयम् सागाः ध्यानावस्थितगद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तम् न विदुःसुरा असुरगणैः more or less this instructions from Krishna to Uddhava is coming to an end. That's where we stopped last Sunday. And Uddhava has is showing his gratitude to Krishna, telling Krishna what he has gained from these instructions. And you can see, if you read carefully, that this knowledge in the 11th canto is even on a higher level than the what is in the Bhagavad Gita, what is there in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you look at both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, this 11th canto, Uddhava's instruction, Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, and the Bhagavad Gita, there you will see some clear differences between Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada also has spoken about that. If you look into Bhagavatam in the third canto, I think he referred, third canto or ninth canto, he refers to this. Can I just borrow that book for a minute? It's mentioned, I think, quoted in this introduction also. He mentions that. That you, he says there that Prabhupada says about this instruction, Sudhava. Lord Shri Krishna is factually the spiritual master of the three worlds, and he is the original source of all Vedic knowledge. It is very difficult, however, to understand the personal feature of the Absolute Truth, even from the Vedas. The personal instructions are needed in order to understand the personality of Godhead as the Supreme Absolute Truth. Bhagavad Gita is the evidence of such transcendental knowledge in gist. One cannot know the Supreme Lord unless one is graced by the Lord Himself. Krishna exhibited this specific mercy towards Arjuna and Uddhava while he was in the material world. Undoubtedly, Bhagavad Gita was spoken by the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra just to encourage Arjuna to fight. And yet, to complete the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna instructed Uddhava. So, from that statement you can understand that where you finish in Bhagavad Gita, practically instructions to Uddhava begins. The level at which Bhagavad Gita has been spoken, although everybody recognizes Bhagavad Gita's significance in spiritual life, what we call as ABC of the spiritual knowledge, but still there is a higher knowledge even there, which Krishna is, Prabhupada is also mentioning here, that Krishna wanted to talk to Uddhava something, even that is where complete the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord instructed Uddhava. Krishna wanted Uddhava to fulfill his mission and disseminate knowledge which he had not spoken even in the Bhagavad Gita. So this shows the importance of that. This shows the importance of Uddhava Gita. Uddhava Vadesham is for those who are serious about spiritual life. With the basic level, we will understand many things from Bhagavad Gita. But where is the difference in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? If you look, you will find a few things very interesting. What Krishna has not spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavatam. First of all, this is the last instructions in the world before Krishna left this world. And the way Krishna brought this Ekadasha Skandam, the knowledge in the Uddhava Desham, is very strongly impressing us that only Krishna exists here. We don't exist. We say we exist, but this body has no significance as far as Krishna is concerned. Because it is difficult for ordinary people to grasp that understanding, Krishna has spoken the Bhagavad Gita to begin with. But on an advanced understanding, our existence is not taken into account as far as this body is concerned, the world is concerned, and things like that. And you will also won't see things what you find in the Ekadasha Skandam. You won't find that in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, the three states of vacant state, dream state, and the deep sleep is not discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. Have you noticed that? It's not discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. Vacant state, dream state, and the deep sleep is not even mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Whereas Krishna has used those three states to convince us that there is no reality in either of the three states. That is the most important thing. There is no reality in either of the three states, Krishna is saying, in relation to with this world in relationship with our own body, in relationship with our own existence. So, three states of existence is not spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti. Vacant state, the dream state, and the deep sleep is not even discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. Whereas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Udhovanesham, Elasya Skandam, those three are the basis on which the whole philosophy is constructed. You can see throughout Jnanam process is based on these three states of existence. And in addition to that, if you look at Palpavuranam, where Bhagavatam's glories are spoken, glories of Bhagavatam is spoken, you'll find another interesting thing there. What it is that when the that Bhakti Devi, when she was in Vrindavanam, when she was finding that her children, Jnanam and Vairagyam, knowledge and renunciation, they were in a very unhealthy state. Unhealthy state. And Bhakti Devi was staying, and Sridharma Maharshi comes to see her. During the conversation, they try very hard to bring the children back to life again. At that time, if you read in the Palpavuranam, you will see there that Bhakti Devi wanted the Jnanam and Vairagyam to wake up from their unhappy situation. Is it not? What did they do? They recited Bhagavad Gita to them. But even though Bhagavad Gita was spoken, they didn't wake up. They couldn't wake up. In other words, important point is that, and it is after that, when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in Haridwar later, that Jnana Vairagyam woke up and got their strength back. To indicate to us, Bhagavatam is the culmination of spiritual knowledge, not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam is the culmination of spiritual knowledge. It ends there. There's nothing after that. Everything finishes with Srimad Bhagavatam. So, people who are realized in the knowledge of the self, karmam won't touch them. Karmam cannot even bother them. And only those who have such strength of renunciation inside, they alone can move further in the path of spiritual life. Otherwise it is very, very difficult. So, Krishna mentions there that just like we saw that in the rope, you saw the snake. Similarly, in Brahman, this creation is a false imposition. Falsely imposed in the truth, this world, created world. Of course, when we say these things, it's very difficult to... It is very difficult to accept that initially. That is why till one has passed through the Bhagavad Gita's knowledge and other Upanishads as well, only then this Ekadasha Skandam will be easily digested by the people. So, important thing here is that the differences between Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam here. So, and as far as the Paramatma is concerned in Brahman, there is no Namarupam, names and forms, there is no modes of nature, none of them are present there. So therefore it is referred to as Nirvikalpam. No Vikalpam there in the Brahman. Brahman there is no Vikalpam. And there in Brahman, there is no separated existence of this created world. Prapancham or created world has no existence as far as the truth is concerned. It is something that is manifested from the Brahman, which will go back to Brahman again. So therefore, this what we call as creation, ulpati, sthiti, maintenance and the lame dissolution, all these three things are only certain perceptions in the truth. There's only certain perceptions in the truth. So, and if you accept that this creation is a truth, if you accept that, what it does is, it makes us
feel that the body is also a truth. Body is also a truth. If you accept the world as a truth, these are the subtle effects of, this is all in the Ekadasham. Krishna is explaining to us that the effect of accepting this world as a truth is that you will accept your body as a truth as well. And that will become very firmly established, and that will not be very, very pleasant in spiritual life when you accept it that way. It will not be very pleasant. So, moving towards the truth means moving away from the body and moving away from this created world. Moving away from the created world. All these things are important as far as the instructions are concerned. Uddhava is slowly digesting it, what Krishna has spoken. And that experience, Uddhava is explaining now to Uddhava what he is experiencing now after he heard from Krishna. In almost 22 chapters, this Uddhava Upadesham has 22 chapters almost, from 7th onwards, he has spoken a lot, Krishna, 1076 verses. He has spoken to Uddhava about the Absolute Truth. And Absolute Truth, when Uddhava heard this, the impact what he had on him is what he is saying here. If you look at that verse, 37. Uddhava uvacham vidravido mohamahandhakaryo ya ashrido me tava sannihanal vibhavasau kinnu samibhagasya shidam tamodhi prabhavandya jadyam vidravido mohamahandhakaryo ya ashrido me tava sannihanal vibhavasau kinnu samibhagasya shidam tamodhi prabhavandya jadyam me ya ashradaha tasya tava sannidhanal moham maha antharaha vidravidaha. So anyone, Krishna say, Uddhava saying, anybody who has accepted Krishna's shelter and surrendered to Krishna, by his very presence alone, his darkness inside gets taken away. Of that illusion. Darkness of illusion or avidya inside gets removed. He ajadhya vibhavasau samibhagasya shidam tamaha bhihi cha kinnu prabhavandi. Even personalities like Lord Brahma and many others, even they are existing because of Krishna's presence. Krishna's presence. And those who are very close to the fire, they are not affected by the cold or by the they are not in darkness. Being close to the fire, isn't it? Being close to the fire, you do not have darkness and you are not in feeling cold either. And due to that, Shidam Tamobi Prabhavandi Ajadya, because of that, the fear also won't be there. These two, because of the heat and light, there is no question of fear either. Says Uddhava. So Uddhava, after hearing this, he says there that the feeling a great delight inside, Uddhava feels a great satisfaction inside, and fully feeling that gratitude to Krishna, he say he couldn't speak anything. Uddhava could not speak anything. And his mind is completely dissolved. There's no mind anymore. Because the impact of this knowledge in the Ekadasha Skandam has hit Uddhava so hard. And some of the things what Uddhava has spoken after that is showing that effect he had on him. The effect of this knowledge had in him. So his body was in ecstasy and tears were coming from his eyes. And without knowing what to say to Krishna, he was looking at Krishna's form, and just in a sort of a shock he was, and he says, and stood there, and all he could do was continuously pay his obeisances to Krishna and circumambulate him. Paying obeisances from all directions, from the front, from the side, from the back, again from the other side, and from the front again. In this way he was crying, tears were coming from his eyes, and he is constantly paying obeisances to Krishna. But it took a while for him to get a control over his own self. In other words, he didn't have the courage to speak after hearing this Ekadasha Skandam. Somehow he manages to control his throat and spoke in this way. Whatever I have thought should happen to me has happened, he says. It has happened to me now. And I am feeling that you have taken me up to a level which I never experienced before, much more than what I was expecting to happen. You have taken me to such a higher level, higher existence, and in that experience, Uddhava is saying to Krishna that, that I never expected this to happen to this level, he said. But after getting me there, he says there, and you have got me there and you have put me there. You're not allowing me to fall from there. And this experience, Uddhava says, I can't even express it. How to explain that to you? He says, and saying this, he fell again at Krishna's feet. And he got up from there, and Uddhava is saying there these things, what he is going to talk now. Vidravido moha maha antharam ya ashirdome tava sannidhanal vibhava saukhinna samivagasya shiram tamobhi prabhavandi ajadyam. Uddhava's point is that as well as Uddhava can see that he is experiencing this, that this birth and death and things like that does not exist in Krishna. Krishna has no birth. Krishna has no death. Krishna has no old age. Krishna has no disease. What we have, Krishna is seeing that Krishna, in Krishna doesn't exist all of these things. So he's talking to someone who doesn't have these four things, what we have got. So you can imagine what will be that state inside. And Uddhava is experiencing that inside, that Krishna doesn't have these things. Birth, death, old age and disease. And he says to him that because of my close relationship with you, that illusion I had in my head has gone, he says. Mahamoham. So moha means that illusion or misunderstanding, or you can say that ignorance, ajnanam or avidya, all these words means the same thing at the end. And that you have completely destroyed it from inside due to the power of this knowledge that is spoken. Uddhava is saying this, that the andhagaram or ajnanam or avidya, whatever or illusion what I was in, has gone from me, has gone from me. And just like a person who is close to the fire, how it gives him the heat as well as the light, and he does not experience any more a fear of material existence from that. Similarly, that this knowledge what you have spoken, and the power of that knowledge, the illumination of that knowledge is such that it is experienced by Uddhava at this moment in time. And what is that I have done, Uddhava says, to come into contact with you and to experience this at this time in my life? Able to spend all these years with you and at this last moment able to experience this, what have I done in my life to deserve this, to have this? That is the way Uddhava puts it to Krishna. Vidravido moha mahandharam and ya ashirdome tava sannidhanal vibhavasau kinnu samibagasya shidam tamavi prabhavandi ajadyam. And I do not feel anymore that the gratitude and the mercy that you have shown to me, and all, not only that, Krishna feels very strongly that my connections with the world is broken. I don't feel any connection with this world anymore. And all the distress and the connections, all of them have gone from me. I don't feel connected with this world anymore. And because of that, he says in the next verse, Pratyarpido me bhavatanu kambinam mrutbhrityaya vijnanamaya pradipa hitva kritatnya stavapada moolam konyal samiya charanam todiyam. ప్రత్యర్పితో మే భవదానుకంబినాం ప్రత్యాయ విజ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీపాం హిత్వా కృతజ్ఞ స్తవ పాదమూలం ఓన్యల్ సమీయాచరణం త్వదీయం. తథాపి అనుకంబినాం భవదాం విజ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప ప్రత్యాయమే ప్రత్యర్పితాః. In spite of my state of ignorance, avidya, I had, you have shown that karunyam or mercy or grace towards me, and you have lighted the knowledge of torch inside me. And kṛtajñaha kaha tudiyam padamoolam hitva anyal sharanam samiyat. A person who has this, how can he repay his gratitude towards you? And what other shelter has he got in this world except your lotus feet? That Uddhava's expression of gratitude to Krishna. What he is feeling inside, what he is experiencing inside. Vriknaschami sudrasneha vashau dasharha vrishni andhagasatvadeshu prasarida srishti vivardhaye tvaya sumayaya swatma viveka hetinam. వృక్నశ్చమే సుదూర స్నేహ భాషో దాశార్హ వృష్ణి అంధక సాత్వదేషు ప్రసారిత సృష్టి వివృద్ధయే త్వయా సుమాయయా స్వల్ప వివేక హేదినాం. సృష్టి వివృద్ధయ సుదృఢ స్నేహ భాష త్వయా సుమాయయా దాశార్హకాదిషు ప్రసారిత సదు ఉదానిం తదైవ స్వాత్మ వివేక హేదినాం వృక్నశ్చ. దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ is for the purpose of creation. What Krishna has done, for that purpose you have created attachment between people. If there is no attachment between people, this world will not go on like the way it goes on now, isn't it? So that is called the knot of attachment, snehavasham. So Uddhava is saying here, it has been done only for one purpose, not for any other reason. Srishti vivruddhaye tvaya, he says that. Prasarita srishti vivruddhaye tvaya. In order to keep this creation going on like this, these connections have been created between people. Attachment, in some form of attachment, is created between people for the sake of maintaining this creation going. If there is no attachment, what will happen? It will go. It will go. So mayaya so alpa vivega hedinam. And how is that done? The same way it has happened to Uddhava. Uddhava used to feel that Yadavas are his people, Vrishnis are his people, Dasharha, Andhaga, Satvada, although what he mentions there, Dasharha, Vrishni, Andhaga, Satvadeshu, all are among the Yadavas different sects, among them. Among the Yadavas different sects they are. Dasharha, Vrishni, Andhaga, Satvadas. They are all Yadavas, but they are different categories in there. And due to Uddhava being born among them, he had the feeling that he is related to all of them. He is connected with all these people around him. But now he is not feeling that anymore. He is not feeling that I am one among them. And that connection has been broken through knowledge. Connection has been broken through knowledge. He is saying here that by Krishna himself, due to the forcefully injecting that knowledge into Uddhava's heart, that connection is broken. That is the first thing he says here. Dasharha Vrishni Andhaka Sattvadeshu. Vrishni Andhaka Sattvadeshu, it's been broken. Dasharha Vrishni Prasarida Srishti Vivruddhaye Tvaya So mayaya swalpa vivega hedinam. Vriknaschame sudrida sneha vasho dasharha vrishnyantaga sattvateshu prasarida srishti vivruddhaye tvaya so mayaya swalpa vivega hedinam. So Uddhava is realizing this. When you wake up from avidya, ajnanam, and when you realize that truth is something else than what we are living now, it is a big wake up, isn't it? When you wake up to the reality, and then you realize that what an illusion you were in before. Right now, we are thinking world is permanent, all these relationships are permanent, body is permanent, Even when death happens, we are not willing to come to terms with it. We are thinking that, oh, this body will stay. Somehow they are through medicines and through exercising or going to gym or whatever. Some of people are thinking that. You see people jogging in the morning. What's all indicating that somehow or the other the body can be maintained, isn't it? But Krishna, Uddhava is saying to him that the light you have shown to me and made me aware of what it is, you have already lighted this before in me previously. But I was not able to experience it before. Many times, obviously, Krishna has spoken things to Uddhava at different instances. And Uddhava is saying, you have spoken these things, but didn't have that impact in me like the way it has happened now. And you have lighted the lamp, but what is the use? Uddhava says, because I was so stupid. Uddhava is saying to Krishna, I was so stupid that I could not experience that light before. I could not experience that before. More or less, that lamp what you have lighted has gone. It wasn't burning anymore. And due to my ignorance, Uddhava is saying there, due to my ignorance, that lamp what you have lighted inside me was of no use to me. It didn't benefit me very much. But you have noticed that and you have lighted it again this time. You have lighted this again this time. And not only that you have lighted, it started burning very strongly inside. Then one thing I have realized, if anyone who takes your shelter, he doesn't have to take shelter of anybody else in this anywhere. Once you take Krishna shelter, Uddhava's conclusion is that, if you take Krishna shelter, then you don't have to take shelter of anyone else in this whole creation, existence. So, and as long as one does not take your shelter, he will have to remain in distress for the remaining life in this world. And a person who has taken Krishna shelter will never have distress anymore in life. And I am the best example for that, says Uddhava to Krishna. So, in the beginning of when Krishna started these instructions, in the 7th chapter of the 11th canto, then so many lifetimes he said that, and particularly in this lifetime, so many lifetimes I had so many relations with others. Uddhava says there that, but in this particular lifetime, I had this relationship with the Yadavas in the form like Satvadas, Purushnis, Andhagas, Dasharakas and all that. And in between me and them, they are mine. I belong to them. This connection was very strong in me. I used to think that I am a part of this Yadavas. And they used to think of me as I am a part of them. Both wise, mutually. And due to that, mine, and me, my relations, my friends, my close associates, all these things, I lived throughout my life in that understanding. I lived my life through that understanding. Like we say, oh, my neighbor. Even there is a hook. My neighbor is my neighbor. There's a hook there also. So many neighbors have come and gone in life. But you will still say about your neighbor. So, in this way, so many knots in so many places which are difficult to cut through. That is what he is saying there. Sudrana snehavasham. That snehavasham, what he is saying there? Vritnaschame sudrana snehavasham. Dasharka vrishnyamdaga sattvadeshom. And I have been tied down with all these people through these knots. And I'm at that state I was all these years. I was in that state, me being tied with all these people around me in some form or the other, relations and friends and all other connections, whatever it means. So, and I was thinking, when you told me in the beginning, how will I cut through all these things? That's why in the 7th chapter when Krishna spoke, Tundu Sarvam Parityajya, Sneham Svajane Bandushu, Maya Veshamana Samyak Samadrik Vijana Swagam, begins there, isn't it, in the 7th chapter. Vigadasham, instruction begins there. When he said that, Uddhava says, Krishna, when you said that, I thought in my mind, how am I going to break up all these relations, connections with all these people around me? And that was the state. Then you started speaking this Ekadasha Skandam. And now what has happened? I asked you at that time, how will I break all these connections? And now I am thinking how stupid I was by saying that to you. When Uddhava said that, Krishna smiled. Then how will I break all these connections with these people? Now, Uddhava said, now I realize the seriousness of the situation. Seriousness of the situation. Because, as far as Krishna is concerned, nothing has been created and there is nobody here. Nothing has been created and there is nobody here. And that is the point he mentioned it. Srishti vivardhaye. Prasarida srishti vivardhaye tvayam. Because of srishti reasons, creation reasons, we are all feeling that all these things are existing. Otherwise srishti is gone. The moment you realize that there is no creation, that you have realized the truth, like Uddhava has realized, creation disappears. There is no creation after that. There is no existence of creation anymore. That's the point Uddhava is making here. In the beginning, when Krishna told him to break all the attachment to all these people, Uddhava was thinking, how is that possible to do it? Uddhava is saying now, how stupid I was to think like that. Only now I realize it. After you have spoken all these 23 chapters, I now understand that this creation has not happened. And this is exactly what Parikshit said at the end, is it not? What did he say to Shukla Brahmaji? He says to him that there is no such thing called the body. Body is not... What is this body we are talking about? Body has no meaning. And when he realized, only when Parikshit realized who he is. That's the point, turning point in his life. He's saying that world doesn't exist, body doesn't exist. If you remember, in the Parikshit's words, if you look, exactly what Uddhava is saying here. Parikshit put in a different way to Sudeva Goswami. Uddhava says in a different way. That's all it is. So he says, Srishti Vivardhaye. Srishti Vivardhaye means that for Krishna's pastimes purposes, certain tools have been created. And these are the tools, this creation. And people like us, what we think as real. Otherwise, these existences have no meaning. In that Leela, Krishna's Leela, these are the different exhibitions. All of us are the different exhibitions going on here, including this world. That is what that means. Srishti Vivardhaye Tvaya. For the sake of this creation to exist like this, we are all necessary to be here for that purpose. And when that is over, all these people who are present here, they will also go back. They'll go away. They won't be here anymore. The srishti is over. Purpose is finished. Leela is over. Pastimes are over. And our business is also over with that. Nobody is connected with anybody else in this world. That's the important thing. Nobody is connected with anybody else in this world. There is no connection. But what do? We put stick making it stronger and stronger. But that's like the When you want to put a post strong, what you do? You dig a deep hole, put the post in and put cement and concrete, everything, and strengthen it, that bondage, isn't it? So that the post is strong, like the way masons do that. Similarly, in our life, this is what we have done all through, building all the connections stronger and firmer. So that it stays. Here, Uddhava is saying to Krishna, nobody is connected with anybody in this world and it is not possible to connect with anyone. And no one in any form create any happiness or distress for anyone or any kind of liking or disliking for anybody. Nobody has any liking or disliking for anybody, and nobody creates any happiness or distress for anybody, and that is the truth. That is the truth. And this understanding or this realization has happened to me, Uddhava says, when you have spoken to me. All this has no meaning. Krishna's powerful words in the Ekadasham has hit him so hard that Uddhava has woken up from that illusion what he was living before. And I have no doubt that now I am fully clear in my head that I have no connection with anybody here. Uddhava is saying this. And no connection, no attachment anywhere. And I was never connected with anybody in the first instance. I had no connection with anyone in the first instance. I am alone. I am alone. And my identity is eternal. Eternal and pure. And Buddha fully conscious and always liberated. What does this mean? Akhandam, Satamatram and Sachidanandam. And the only realization I have is that between you and me, there is something very strong, which cannot be broken also. All other connections I had felt before that I had with the Yadavas, Satvadas, Dasharkas, Vrishnis, Antakas and all that was all false. It had no meaning. That realization has come to Uddhava now. Uddhava is feeling that there was never any connection with them. He has realized it that way. He is saying, I had no connection with them in the first instance. But in my misunderstanding, I thought that they are all my people, I am their person. But now I see that I had no connection with them and they don't exist as far as I am concerned. I don't exist as far as they are concerned. And one thing I have realized that between you and me there is a connection. This is self-realization. Realizing that I was never separated from you under any circumstances. And note that is one realization. That realization that, why is that? Because only if Krishna is present inside as a Sandanyami, we can say that I am existing. Therefore that connection, and we are always existing, that awareness is inside, aham aham. And that is due to presence of Antaryami inside. If Antaryami goes away, where is us? Where are we existing then? So the connection actually, the proper connection is between us and Krishna and not with anything else in this world. There's only one connection. Our existence is dependent on Antaryami's presence. If Antaryami is not there, you're not there. We, in the form of Jiva, in other words. In the form of Jiva. And once that Jivatvam goes away, what remains is only Krishna. But finally, what Uddhava is saying is that there is only Krishna existing here. We all have no existence. In reality, there is no existence. It's a big thing in the Bhagavata, particularly in the Ekadasha Skanda. In Bhagavad Gita, it has not gone to that extent. Although Bhagavad Gita has taken out from Upanishads and all that, to such a precise way, like Uddhava and Krishna has spoken and realized it, is not spoken so strongly in the Bhagavad Gita. So that is what he is saying here. And what else he realized? He says, there was no birth, no death for me. Neither birth, death has happened to me. All these are difficult to accept, isn't it? If you tell people. So that is why Ekadasha Skandam is not open to all. It's open to those who have come to some maturity in life, in spiritual life, that they can only accept it. Otherwise it will not have any effect on the people. They'll think, oh, what Krishna is saying something, what does it mean, all this. Won't feel any connection with it. But Uddhava's statement, you can see, at one point Uddhava also didn't believe in this, all these things. Uddhava also thought the world is real. Yadavas are real. Dwaraka is real. Everything is real for him. Uddhava also felt the same thing. But now Uddhava is saying, there's only one thing that's real, that's Krishna. That's Atma. That's the only thing that's real. Everything else is unreal. That realization. So, then he says to him that this realization, what has happened inside me, what shall I do to repay this debt? And I don't know, he said. I don't know. Saying this, he paid his obeisances again to Krishna. It is an experience which you can't even explain it properly to anyone till we experience it ourselves, isn't it? So that is why the next verse, it's a famous verse in the Bhagavatam. Namostu de Mahayogin Prapanna Manishadhimam Yathatva Charanam Bhoda Yatisyal Anabhayini. Namostu de Mahayogin Prapanna Manishadhimam Yathatva Charanam Bhoje Yatisyal Anabhayini. Uddhava doesn't know how to address Krishna now. He calls him Mahayogin. Mahayogin. That means all the great yogis, even their yogic power comes from Mahayogi, the greatest of all the yogis. Namostude Mahayogin. Prapannam Anushadhimam. All I know is to fall at your feet. I don't know anything else. That's all I can do now. Prapannam Anushadhimam. And only I have one thing to say now, Uddhava says to Krishna. See, Uddhava's gratitude, he is feeling so grateful to Krishna for what Krishna has done to him that he does not know how to express it. So in various ways he is saying, I have only one thing to say to him. Krishna says that never again I will lose this relationship with you. The way I have related to you in all my life, that yatha tva charanam bhoje, to Krishna's lotus feet, rati. Rati means, it is very difficult to explain that word, because rati is not simply love only. It is a state of mind where you do not want to withdraw from that. You want to be in that state all the time. Yatha tva charanam bhoje rati. And what kind of rati? Anabhayini. Anabhayini means that never again to lose it. In such a way it should remain. So this anubhavam, this realization Uddhava has, Advaita anubhavam it is called, that and you have put that inside me and then you have blown it and it has got stronger and stronger and you have now, it is burning inside so strongly. How can I forget you anymore? Isn't it? And and if this goes away from me, then I am useless, Uddhava says. I am useless. And therefore, it should not leave me. This realization what you have given to me. And this is how Uddhava concluded his last words. This famous last words is very famous. Namostude Mahayogin Prapanna Manishadhimam Yatha Tva Charanam Bhoje Ratisyal Anabhayini. Uddhava's last words, what he has spoken to Krishna. You remember when we started this Uddhavadesham in the 7th chapter? In the 7th chapter, Uddhava addressed Krishna in a different, little different. There he mentioned, that is the 14th verse in the 7th chapter. Uddhava Vaja, Yogesha, Yoga Vinyasa, Yogalpa, Yoga Sambhava, Nishrayasayame Prokta, Tyagam Sanyasa Lakshanaha. There Uddhava addressed Krishna is Yogesha, Yoga Vinyasa, Yogalpa, Yoga Sambhava. Here Uddhava says to Krishna, Mahayogin. Mahayogin. There's nobody after that. There's no one after that. That is the end of everything. Mahayogin. So, and all yoga systems, yoga processes, everything comes from Krishna. So, acknowledging all that, Uddhava is saying this to him, that all I need is this rati. Rati means that a strong attachment, what Uddhava had for Krishna, what was already there, it has been blown up now with this Ekadasham. It has grown so strong. Uddhava says, I don't want to lose this again in any time, forever. Let it remain like this. few things Uddhava has mentioned. One thing was that he realizes now that the world has no reality in existence. Another thing he realized was all this so-called family, friends, society, all this has also no reality. He also realized that his existence in the body is also not a reality. What is real is only this relationship with Krishna and Uddhava. Krishna is the Antaryami, Uddhava is the spark that has come from that Antaryami. And that relationship is the strongest of all other relationships compared to the bodily relationships, relationship with the world. Comparing all that, Uddhava realized it, that this one relationship is the only true relationship. All the relationships are false. This relationship, realization has come to Uddhava. This realization has come to, that's what he's saying here. And all other relationships, Uddhava is saying, is for the sake of creation. To keep the creation going, you have done that. But it doesn't mean anything more than that. It has no reality in there. They are all false things. The only reality in all these things is Uddhava and Krishna as the Antaryami and the spark. Antaryami and the spark. The light spark that has come from Krishna is that Uddhava. Uddhava. But when he is affected by all these society, friends and love and friendship and everything, he is Jiva. But once that Jivatvam has gone, in quality there is no difference between Uddhava. It is Krishna himself who is present in Uddhava, nobody else. That oneness has the one that is spoken there. The oneness. There is no two things there. There is only one thing, and that is Krishna who is present there. Nothing else exists at that point. Everything is gone. Because as Jiva, when we have Hangaram inside, when we have mind, body, intelligence, senses, and when we feel a duality, Dvandvam is there, that is when we feel our existence so strongly at the moment. But when we realize it, there is no such thing called body, nothing called mind, intelligence, ego and everything, when all the other, one after the other, when all the Upadhis have gone away, what remains is that. That's what remains as Krishna. Like in the Jnana Margam and Bhakti Margam, there is only very slight difference. This whole Ekadasha Skandam is a mixture of Jnanam and Bhakti. You will see now and then, one chapter he'll speak Jnanam, next chapter will be Bhakti. Next chapter will be Jnanam, next chapter will be Bhakti. One after the other, alternating all the time. Where is the difference? The difference is this, that in Jnana Margam, you are rejecting everything. The world, the body, the mind, the intelligence, the ego, the senses, the prana, everything is rejected, and after rejecting everything, what remains there, that's what you are. That's the Atma, that's Krishna. That's in the Jnana Margam. In the Bhakti Margam, what is it? In the Bhakti Margam, what it's saying is that everything is Krishna. Jnanam Bhakti is such that here nothing else exists except Krishna. Body, mind, intelligence, ego, senses, the world, everything has come from Krishna. Therefore, that's also Krishna. So in Bhakti, you are accepting everything as Krishna. In the Jnana Margam, you are rejecting everything and says that only Krishna exists. There's only a slight difference there. It's a frame of mind of a person who is following the process. Whichever way, that will develop in due course in everybody, in one way or the other. In the Jnani, it develops like this. That he will reject everything. World is not real for him. That means world has no meaning for him. And similarly, body has no reality. Body is also no meaning. Mind has no meaning. Intelligence has no meaning. Senses have no meaning. Nothing makes any sense to him because all these things are, as far as a jnani is concerned, has no reality. The only reality is that spiritual spark inside, and that is him. That's Krishna. That spiritual spark remaining inside, that is Krishna. As far as jnani is concerned. For a devotee is concerned, there is world is there, body is there, mind is there, intelligence is there, but that's also Krishna. If Krishna is not there, they are not there. So that's also Krishna. Everything has come from Krishna. So there is that slight differences in realizations, but the great jnanis, because when Krishna talks about jnani, he says there, isn't it, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will see that Tesham jnani niti yukta ega bhaktir visheshade. Priyohi jnanino dhyartam aham sacha mama priya. There is an interesting verse. There's jnani niti yukta ega bhaktir visheshade. His bhakti I like, Krishna says, about jnani. ज्ञानीज भक्ति अलाइक ही सेज एक भक्त विशिष्ट प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनो ध्यार्थम अहम साच मम प्रिय इज वेरी वेरी डियर टू मी एंड आई एम वेरी डियर टू हिम व्हाई बिकॉज़ देयर इज नो टू थिंग्स देयर देयर इज ओनली वन प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनो ध्यार्थम अहम साच मम प्रिय आई एम डियर टू हिम ही इज डियर टू मी बिकॉज़ बोथ आर ऑन द सेम स्पिरिचुअल लेवल सो there is a lot of things to look at this Uddhava's and Uddhava's verses from 37 to 45 verses. Four verses. Is Uddhava's realization, what he realized it while leaving Krishna, he had to say this to Krishna because now he is going. Now he is going. He is not going to see this form again in this life. He is going to see this form again. So that heaviness is inside. After spending 115 years with Krishna, Uddhava is feeling that separation now. So, but Krishna is still saying to Uddhava, what did he say? He says to him that, Shri Bhagavan Vacham Gacho Uddhava Mayadishto Badaryakhyam Mama Ashramam Tal Patramal Padadurthodis Nanobas Parshanei Shuchi ईक्षया अलगनंदायां विदूदाशेषकल्मषां वसानो वल्कलान्यंग वन्यभुक्सुगनस्पृहा तिदिक्षुर्द्वन्द्वमात्राणां सुशीलसंयतेन्द्रियाः शान्ता समाहितधिया ज्ञानविज्ञानसंयुताः मतोनिशिषितं यत्ते विविक्तमनुभावयन् मयि आवेशितवाक्चित्तो मद्धर्मनिरतो भव अधिव्रजगतिस्तिस्रो मामेर्षसि ततःपरम् दीस् आर् दि वर्सेस् द फोर् वर्सेस् वाट् कृष्ण टोल्ड् उद्धव Finally, he said this to. Now, Uddhava has finished his part, what he had to say. Now, Krishna is saying what he had to say, and then finally, Sukadeva Goswami will say what he has to say. All the three coming in the final show, final departure point. Uddhava had said what he has to say. Krishna is saying what he has to say, and then finally. Shuga Brahmarshi evaluates this whole thing in his own way. And he will. You have to see what he has to say. And that encloses the 29th chapter and also Uddhava Desham. Let's see what Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying to Uddhava, Uddhava, that don't stay here. Go. Send him off. Go to Badrinath, he said. Badrigashram. And there is my ashram there. He is referring to Naranarayana Maharshi's ashram in Badrinath. Go and live there. Tal malpada turtode snanobas prashane shujihi alaganandayam ikshayam vidudashesha kalmasha valkalani vasanaha vanyabhuk sugarnaspraha dvandho matranam tidrikshuho sushilaha samyadendriya samahidadiya shandaha jnana vijnana samyataha mataha anishikshidam विविक्तं यत्तद् अनुभावयन् मय्यावेशित वाक्चित्तः मद्धर्म निरतो भव When you go to Badrinath, there is this river flowing there, Alakananda river. Alakananda goes through Badrinath. And the moment you see that Alakananda, you will get released from all sinful reactions. And bathe in that river and perform Achamanam and all the other rituals involved, and wear the deer skin or the skin from the trees. Wear that, and eat those fruits and roots, whatever that is available in the forest. Eat that, and be completely detached from the happiness of this world. And tolerate all the dualities of the world, means happiness, distress, heat, cold, dundam, all dundam. And purify inside, your own existence, purify inside, and have a complete control on the senses and the mind. And due to that, remain in the state of peace and knowledge and realization. And then whatever I have spoken to you, reflect on that, contemplate on that, as long as you can, there. And completely absorbed in that, and remain in that state, there. He says to him, Tatat param tisragadi adivrajyamam eva eshesi. and after that you will come back to me. You will get over the three modes of material nature and all other obstacles what you may have had will also leave you and you can come back to me. That's all Krishna said to Uddhava. That's all Krishna has spoken to him. He says to him that, and that is Krishna's mercy, blessing to him, final blessing to him. Said, let this knowledge, what I have given, Krishna says to Uddhava, let it manifest in you, this knowledge. Let that manifest in you. You don't stay here, don't live here anymore. Because if you live here, it is useless. There is no purpose. And the place you should go back is to Badrinath, Badrinashram, Badrinath. So there, Alaknanda River, and even if you just see that river, your sinful reactions are gone away from inside. And from in that Alaknanda River, you can build some there on the banks of that river, build some cottage or whatever, you know, like the what do they say, the made of leaves and a shelter. You can build a shelter and wearing this valkalam. Valkalam means the animal skin or whatever that's available there, and cover your body with that. Vanyabhuk. Vanyabhuk means you eat what is available there in the forest. And roots and the fruits, whatever that's available, and always drink that water from the Alaknanda River. Alaknanda River. And then reflect on everything what I have spoken to you. Be fixed in that, he says to him. And in that way, you stay in this state for some time, what you are experiencing now. And always forget about your own body and about this world. Two things. One about one. This is the two places where we normally live. One in the world and another in the, sorry, another in the body. These two existences is very damaging. As long as we are living in these two places, it's very difficult to go to spiritual world. So to move ourselves from this, so he says, that is why all these austerities are advised to him. That practice it in, Uddhava is old, Uddhava is not young anymore. He is also as close as Krishna's age, isn't he? 125, almost close to that. There's very little age difference between Uddhava and Krishna. So he said 125, Krishna is saying to Uddhava to go to Badrinath. Imagine that what a stage of that strength inside. Krishna knows, when Krishna is sending somebody like that, Krishna said that if I give sannyas to somebody, he won't fall. That is the way it is. Srinarada Maharshi also said something. Saying, nowadays a lot of people are giving to sannyas and to so many others. Sometimes the one who has given falls and the one who has got it also falls. But Krishna is saying, if I give sannyasam to somebody, he will not fall. Because before I give, I know to whom I am giving it. Only with that understanding I will give. They say sannyasam it is, because they start from the beginning itself, all in the name of sannyasam it is in it. So, once you go there, so Krishna knows that Uddhava will survive through this. And then you can see Uddhava's journey to all the way to Badrinath. He walked from Prabhasam all the way to, then he comes through Vrindavanam. While before leaving, he wanted to go to Vrindavanam and pay his obeisances to the gopis. So he went to Vrindavanam. There he met up with Vidura. And then from Vrindavanam, so if you look into the map, you will see Prabhasam is on once on the west coast. Then you come all the way to the middle, to Vrindavanam. And from Vrindavanam, he has walked all the way to Haridwar in the northeast. And from there, he is walking all the way to Badrinath. That's his last journey. And so he says here that in this situation, Krishna is saying to him, probably you will lose your body when you are living there. One day you will lose your body, so what? That's Krishna's mode. He's saying to him, to Uddhava, that when you go there to Badrinath, what will happen is that the body will go one day. That means when the body goes away, you can take it, your prarabdham is over. Prarabdham is over. Prarabdham keeps the body, all of us, is it not? When the prarabdham is finished, the body will go. So why worry about it? But be established in the truth all the time. and experience this realization what I have given to you. Krishna is saying to Uddhava. And after that, you will come back to me. You will come back to me. And saying this, Krishna put both his hands on Uddhava's head and blessed him. Both his hands, Krishna put on Uddhava's head and blessed him. That this will stay with you, this realization. If Krishna blesses somebody, it will stay. We also bless people, but we ourselves are not sure. That is a difference. That is a difference. When we, sometimes people ask, oh, give me your blessings and all kinds of things people say. So you are yourself not sure, which you are not there. So where is the question of blessing someone? But when Krishna blesses something, it's a different experience. Krishna says, this will stay with you, means it will stay. That knowledge will stay with Uddhava. And that is why, that is how Krishna finishes what he has to say. And send him off. No feelings in Krishna's smiling still. No feeling of separation. Why? Feeling of separation is due to identification with the body. Whereas Krishna is always on the platform of the soul. So where is the separation? The same thing he told gopis also. You remember that? In the 47th chapter you will see. Gopis were crying and weeping and all that usual things were going on. And Krishna sent Uddhava there and told Uddhava, you tell them this thing. That tell them to close their eyes. Uddhava told them to close their eyes. When they closed the eyes, what did they see? They saw Krishna inside. Then the gopis realized that they have never separated from Krishna. Up to then they were crying, oh, Krishna is going to Mathura and when is he going to come back? He will never come back. He doesn't want to see us, this, that and the other. That's all on the bodily level. Completely on the bodily level. And we are saying that, oh, Krishna has gone, Krishna never left Vrindavan, we say sometimes. And well, actually, Krishna has not left anybody, not only Vrindavan. Krishna has not even left us. He is also there. But only thing is, we are ignorant and we are so stupid that we are unable to realize it. That's our weakness. What can be done? But here, Uddhava is saying, finally, Krishna is saying, that you won't miss this realization, what you had. That there is only Krishna existing. Without Krishna, there is no existence to anything else. We will address it as Krishna. In the Upanishad, it's called as Brahman. Somewhere else, it's addressed as Atma. Particularly, the Vastu is the same. Only who spoke it very clearly, Mujugunda said as Nyapti. In the prayers, isn't it? Tvam Nyapti Matram. That Nyapti is you, he said. And what did Vasudev say? Kevalanu Bhavananda Surupam is you. Anubhavam, Kevalam, Anubhavam, Ananda Surupam. If you look into the 10th canto, if you look at the words what Vasudeva has used there, you will say like this. Kevalanu Bhavananda Surupam. Atma Drik, he mentions there. Atma Drik. Drik means the seer. It is that seer. Like for example, if I am seeing this harmonium here, harmonium exists. It is not to the credit of harmonium that I am feeling the existence of the harmonium. Harmonium is present there because that Sat potency, Satta Chitta Anandam, the presence of the Sat, Krishna is the person who gives reality to that harmonium's existence. We have to acknowledge it that way. Existence of that harmonium there is due to presence of Krishna there. Krishna is present there. And due to that, that reality exists. Harmonium in the name and form, whatever we have. The existence of harmonium is due to the presence of Krishna there. Similarly, that experience inside me, I am experiencing it. The experience of that harmonium is due to the presence of Antaryami inside. So who is the reality? It is Antaryami inside is the reality. Krishna is the reality there. So only when Krishna is present, I will experience that reality. Only when Krishna is present inside as Antaryami, I will experience that reality. So either way, reality is Krishna, not the wood or not this material body, what I have. These are not the reality. Krishna is the reality. That is the point that is being spoken there. So, that is what it is said. That Shri Shuka Uvacham, the closing down, the Shukabrahmarshi's words now.
That's more interesting than what everybody else has to say. Sa eva muktam hari me tasuktam pradakshinantam parisrutya padayoho shiro nidhaya shukalabhirardhadhir nishinjadadvandu parop vakrame. Sa eva mukto hari medha sodhava pradakshinandam parisrutya padayoho shiro nidhaya ashrugalabhi ardhradhir nishinjadadvandu parop vakrame. Sa uddhava evam hari medha sa uktaha tam pradakshinam parisritya padayoho shiro nidhaya advandu parobi uvakrame ardradi ashru kalabhi nyashinjal. So Uddhava, when after hearing these few verses from Krishna, that Uddhava again circumambulated Krishna when Krishna said these things, and he wanted to touch his head on Krishna's lotus feet, so he fell at Krishna's feet. And even though dualities have gone away from Uddhava, that he couldn't restrict himself. He couldn't restrict himself for what Krishna has given him. And therefore, heart was melting from inside and tears were coming. He washed Krishna's lotus feet with his tears. And he has Uddhava. Uddhava's departure is like that. And then he says, Sudustejam snehamiyoga kataro na shaknostam parihatumatura krishamyayo murdhani bartrapaduke bibhrannamaskrityayo punapunaha. Sudustejam snehamiyoga kataram na shaknostam parihatumatura Kratram yayo mudhani bhartrabhaduge bibhran namaskritya yayo puna puna. That sudustejas nehaviyoga kadharam. That means relationship, what is difficult to break away in this world, is it not? A lot of relationships we have, which is very difficult to break up. So, because it's difficult to break up, what do we think? What do? We make it stronger. Because it cannot be broken up. That's what ends up with. Isn't it? All relationships in this world, because it's difficult to break up, we make it stronger and stronger. And this relationship with Krishna, Uddhava is saying, Shubramashi is saying here, that there was a feeling in Uddhava's heart that if I go away now, what will happen to me? And he was struggling. Still he was struggling inside. But as a token of remembrance, Krishna handed over the two shoes to Uddhava to take it with him. Keep these shoes, it will remind you of me and you will feel satisfied with that. So he took these shoes and put it on his head, Uddhava's head. He put both the shoes on his head and again paid his obeisances, and with a lot of struggle, Uddhava walked away from there. Here you have to remember the third canto. What happened? That in Prabhasam, where this Uddhava Desham was spoken, like Kurukshetram, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. But Ekadashaskandam was spoken in Prabhasam. Where it was spoken, and in solitude this happened. Not in like in the way it happened in the Bhagavad Gita. Where there was all the Pandavas armies and Kauravas armies and all the big warriors and battlefield in the middle, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. This was spoken in solitude. Everything was spoken in solitude. And there was a special meeting. And our Uddhava has got that tattva. The tattva has been revealed to him. This is tattva jnana, means this. Remember in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad in the beginning, when we started Bhagavadam, in the first canto itself, how did Sudha Goswami and Shavanagrishi, they spoke, isn't it? Vadandidam tattvavidam, tattvam, etnyanam, advayam, that has happened to Uddhava now. The one what we address as Brahmedi, Paramatmedi, Bhagavanidi, in three ways we address that truth. That tattvam
has been realized now by Uddhava. Jivasya tattva jitnyasa says there. Narthoyascheha karmabhi. So, tattva jnanam has happened to Uddhava, and that is what it is mentioned here. And because Krishna told him to go, he left. He left.
Tadastamandara hrdi sannivesyam yado mahabhagavado vishalam yathopadishtam jagadega bandhunam tadasamastaya hare ragad gadim.
Tadastamandara hrdi sannivesyam yado mahabhagavado vishalam yathopadishtam jagadega bandhunam tadasamastaya hare ragad gadim. Says there. Then, tada tam andarkhrdi sannivesha mahabhagavata vishalam gadaha. Shivabramashri is saying here, Uddhava is now seeing Krishna inside. Andar. See that word there? Tadastam andarkhrdi sannivesha. Everywhere you will see this, finally realization happens inside, not outside. Not outside. Generally people say, have you seen Krishna? They ask. So if you have seen Krishna outside, in flesh and blood or whatever, they consider that as the ultimate thing. Not really. That's not the ultimate. That is a form that has appeared, come and gone. That is not the highest realization. Highest realization is realizing Krishna inside as Antaryami. That is the highest. This has happened throughout Bhagavatam, isn't it? You can see what the gopis said. Aghila dehinam andaral madrak. This is more important, this realization. Andaral madrak. Uddhava also saying, tadasta andar hrdi sannivesha. Inside he is realizing. Sri Narada Maharshi realized Krishna inside. Dhruva Maharaj realized Krishna inside. Prahlada realized Krishna inside, not outside. This outside realization is like this. You see something, it will disappear. Like the way it has appeared, it will disappear. That will not last. That will go, come and go. This coming-going business is there. There is one problem there with this outside realization. Inside realization means it's forever. That is the one thing that will keep us forever in spiritual life. This inside realization. Outside realization, there was big discussion between Namadev and Jnaneshwar about this. Namadev realized it outside. Jnaneshwar has realized inside. And Jnaneshwar has teased Namadev on this, saying to him that your realization is incomplete. He had to say this. Realization is complete only when you realize inside who Krishna is, inside a Sandaryami, inside. That is the final realization, ultimate realization. Now somebody asked, I told you before, Maharshi, the same question. If Shiva appears to you, and what will you say? Maharshi said, I'll tell him that don't play all these games with me. Appearance outside. It's no meaning, you'll appear here today, tomorrow you'll be gone. But I want to realize Shiva inside, in the heart, who is present inside as Antaryami. That is perfect realization. That's what he's saying here. Tadastamandara hrdi sannivesha gado mahabhagavado vishalam. Then, and seeing Krishna inside, he is there as Antaryami. That finishes the whole chapter. And Uddhava left. Tada samastaya jagadeka bandhunam yadopadishtam harer gadim agad. That means that remaining there in serving Krishna, realizing he is inside, and finally Uddhava reached the final destination. From Badrinath, he reached the final destination. What means that? From Uddhava also gave up his finally body there and went back to Krishna. That means he have yadopadishtam jagadega bandhunam tadasam astaya hare ragad gadim. Means the three modes of material nature is not present anymore in Uddhava. Yes, these are all the symptoms of realization. Three modes of material nature goes away from a person. Dualities goes away. Realizes Antaryami as Krishna. This is perfection of that realization. Perfection of that realization. Ya etatanandra samudra sambradam jnanamrutam bhagavataya bhashitam. Look at them in the last verse. He says here that that Uddhava is addressed there as Mahabhagavatam. See that word? Gato Mahabhagavato Vishalam. Remember this word? There's not many people Shuga Brahmarshi calls as Mahabhagavata. There's not many Mahabhagavatam. He calls Parikshit as Mahabhagavatam. He calls Janabharata as Mahabhagavatam. Like that, a few names only you will see Mahabhagavatam. Mahabhagavatam means we are all Bhagavatas. We are not Mahabhagavatam. You know? Why? Because we want our prasadam on time. We want all the comforts in life. We want to sleep on time. And we want everything, therefore, and we want a little bit Bhagavatam also. So we are called Bhagavatam. We are all Bhagavatas. But Mahabhagavatam is that person who is not concerned about food or drink or any sleep. No bodily urmi, shadurmi. Shadurmi means that bodily needs has gone from them. They are Mahabhagavatas, like Jadabharata, like Prahlada, and like many others. They are Mahabhagavatas. Prahlada is Mahabhagavatam. Rishabhadev, Mahabhagavatam. You will see, specifically if you look into Bhagavatam, wherever they are addressed, they are referred to. Shukha Brahmashi uses the word, special word, Mahabhagavatam. Mahabhagavatam means bodily needs have left them. Hunger and thirst is gone. hunger and thirst is gone. Then old age and death, that means birth and death, is all gone from them. And hankering, lamentation, which is a part of our life, isn't it? All that is left them. So no hunger and thirst, and no birth and death, and no hankering and lamentation. These three, six things are called urmi. Urmi means waves. Shad urmi, six waves. They come and they control us all the time. Is it not? Anytime when you look at yourself, you will see these six things are always in us. They are not let us go easily. Sometime or the other, they will get us. For a second or so, you may get released. But then you will come back to that again. So, Mahabhagavatam are those who are not in any of these. These things don't exist in them. Therefore, only very selected people, Shukha Brahmarshi calls them as Mahabhagavatam. Parikshit was called Mahabhagavatam. Why? Because you remember, in the beginning of 10th canto, what did he say? 4 days he hasn't eaten and slept either. No food, no drink, no sleep. 4 days. And then, Shukha Brahmarshi was thinking, should I continue Bhagavatam or not? Or should we close it down here? That is a 9th canto you can see at the end of 9th canto. What did Parikshit say? You may be thinking, I am feeling hunger and thirst. No, he said, after 4 days. And then, Kalido Vamshavistaro, keep on telling me about Krishna, he said. So, it is at that time that our Shukha Brahmarshi glorified Parikshit. That you have that capacity, that how serious you are about self-realization, I can see that. And that is why he addresses him as Mahabhagavata there. So, only one who has escaped from the grips of the body, mind, intelligence, ego, senses, and then birth and death, and hunger and thirst, and hankering and lamentation, which is all due to our illusion inside, agam, dvesham, all these things, once you are freed from that, you are a Mahabhagavata. Otherwise not. So here you can see that Uddhava has freed himself, therefore he is addressed as Mahabhagavatam. And again, he says, Ya Edadananda, 48th verse, Ya Edadananda Samudrasam Pradam, Yanamrdam Bhagavataya Bhashidam. Yanamrdam. Yanamrdam means the nectar of knowledge. Knowledge is considered to be like a nectar. Jnanamrdam Bhagavataya Bhashidam. Then Ananda Samudra Sambradam Yogeshwara Sevitangana Krishnaina Yogeshwara Sevitangana Sachraddhaya Seva Jagat Vimuchyate. Vimuchyate. So, here, then Jnanamrdam. Krishna has served this nectar to Uddhava. Jnanamrdam. Ya Edad Ananda Samudra Sampradam. He says here, that Ananda Samudram. Ananda Samudram means the ocean of bliss. Ocean of bliss. And it has come with this nectar of bhakti, devotion in there. There is bhakti. And from bhakti, this knowledge has been churned out. By churning that ocean of bhakti, from there, this cream of knowledge has been brought out. Which one? Because you can't remember here that Uddhava's bhakti towards Krishna, it is that bhakti made Krishna to speak this Ekadasham to Uddhava. Uddhava's surrender, Uddhava's attachment, so many things, isn't it? It is that bhakti that prompted Krishna to speak Ekadasham to Uddhava. Otherwise, Krishna is not going to call anyone and everyone and tell him, look, I'll give you Ekadasha Skandam, listen to me. That's not Krishna's way. Krishna's way is, like he told Arjuna also, if you remember, that because you are surrendered, therefore I will tell you this. Because it is that surrender that made Krishna to speak Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, it is Uddhava's bhakti that made Krishna to speak Ekadasha Skandam. These 29 chapters. So that is what it's saying. Due to that bhakti, jnanamrtam bhagavataya bhashitam ya edat ananda samudra samvratam. And therefore, the great yogis, they serve your lotus feet. They serve your lotus feet. And you have given this only to your greatest devotee, who is Uddhava. You remember, Krishna says about what did he say? Tum tu bhagavate shvaham. Among all the devotees, I am you, Uddhava. He says in it. Uddhavo nabhi manyunam. I don't know anybody else higher than you as far as bhakti is concerned. So, Uddhava has got a lot of certification like this from Krishna. And only when Krishna says to us that you are my devotee, then only we can say we are devotee. To whomever we have devotion, unless that person says to me that you are my devotee, only then I can say I am his devotee. He has to say that, not the world. World will tell anything, nonsense, whatever they like. We put, oh, he's a great devotee, he's this devotee, he's a junior devotee, he's a senior devotee, he's this devotee. It's all bogus. There's no meaning in all these things. It's all just words. It doesn't mean anything. But Uddhava's statement is that you have, Krishna has accepted Uddhava as my devotee, and that's it. That's the end of the story. There's no more discussion. If you remember in the 12th chapter also, Krishna said to Uddhava, what did he say to him? He said that in that chapter, very important chapter, he says to Uddhava that Brahma is not dear to me. Shiva is not dear to me. Balaram is not dear to me. Even Lakshmi Devi, Rukmini Devi is not dear to me. That verse. He says there that nobody is dear to me, you are more dear to me. To get this certificate from Krishna is not easy, isn't it? What is the beginning of that verse? Naja sangarshanam na shri naivalpa cha yatha bhavan. He says, yeah. Not Brahma, not Shiva, not Balaram, not Rukmini Devi. Na tathame priyatama. ആത്മയോനിർ ന ശങ്കര നജ സംഘർഷണം ന ശ്രീ നൈവാത്മ ച യഥാ ഭവാൻ. This is the recognition. So you can see where Uddhava stands. Isn't it? So Uddhava's position is like that. So, and therefore, naturally, with all this, so Krishna is very consistent. All the way he accepted Uddhava as his pure devotee. And due to that devotion, Krishna has given this knowledge to Uddhava. Ekadashi Skanda was given to him. And whoever listens to this, Jnanamritam, that's how it is called. Jnanamritam means the nectar of knowledge. Jnanamritam. And whoever listens to it, takes it, relishes it, practices it, he, is there any doubt about it, he says, that he will get liberated. He will get liberated. Because due to his presence alone, this whole world becomes benefited. Whole world becomes benefited. That is how he mentions this here. The glory of this Ekadashi Skanda. The whole world will get. If anyone takes it and with care and attention studies it and realizes it and utilizes it and realizes it, the whole world will be benefited by that. That is the potency of this teaching. Krishna's teachings in the Ekadashi Skanda. After saying this, you won't see this very much in the Bhagavatam. You don't see Shiva Brahmarshi getting up his seat and paying obeisances to anybody. He is sitting on the speaker's seat and is instructing to Parikshit, who is sitting there, who is listening. What we find after Ekadashi Skanda, Shiva Brahmarshi gets up from the seat, falls down on the ground and pays his obeisances to Krishna. That is that last verse. Bhava bhayam apahandam jnana vijnana saram nigama kadubajahre bringavil vedasaram amrutam udhadadischa payayal mrityavargan purusha krishabhamadhyam krishna samyam natosmi. You won't see many places in the Bhagavatam Shiva Brahmarshi paying obeisances. Why at the end of this Ekadashi Skandam Shiva Brahmarshi decided to pay obeisances to Krishna? What you have to remember here is Shiva Brahmarshi is always in the liberated state. To speak Srimad Bhagavatam, in many times he had to come down to Parikshit's level. Otherwise he couldn't speak to him. That he is in the Samadhi state all the time. You will see throughout 10th canto many places that he had to come down to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit. So a person who is situated in that state, he is saying this because while Ekadashi Skandam was spoken, Sukadeva Goswami's state was on a very higher state. And in that state, what he was experiencing it, it is reflecting this verse. Bhava bhayam apahandam. Bhava bhayam means the cycle of birth and death. We are all frightened about that, isn't it? We are all fearful that death is coming, death is coming, death is coming. Now we are not thinking like that. We are thinking, oh, we have got long projects going on here. We will complete all these projects. After that, we will take it up at that time. That's our ajnanam, avidya inside. What can Shiva Brahmarshi do about that? What he is saying to us that bhavabhayam avahandam, one who is fearful of death, bhava means, death means naturally there is birth after that. That means another body again coming back here in a baby form, and then the parents and they will look after you. They may or may not, it depends on how things go in this world. These days nothing is guaranteed, even that is even not guaranteed. Like Vilumangalam said to Krishna that once, he says to him that by coming into contact with you, I have lost everything, he said to Krishna. Not only that, every baby by his birthright is to have the breast milk of the mother. Even that you have taken away, he said. I can't even have that, he said, because there is no more birth after this. So Vilumangalam mentioned this. The same thing he is seeing here. Bhavabhayam apahandam. Bhavabhayam means the fear of birth and death is gone. from inside. Because you have realized the truth, there's no such thing called the body, there's no such thing called the death, there's no such thing called a birth. Only when these three things are there, you are frightened about birth and death, isn't it? Because you have got the body, you are frightened about the birth and death. So birth and death is dependent on this body. But once you have realized you are not this body, then the body is not real. Then the birth and death is also not real. There is no birth and death either. So that's what he's saying here. Bhava bhayam abahamdam. You have taken away that fear of birth and death from Uddhava. Jnana vijnana saram. This is the cream of all the knowledge. It is in the Vedam and the Upanishads. All things Krishna has put it together and spoke through these 1076 verses he has given to the world. Those who want, does not have the time to go through all the Vedic literature, this Ekadasi Skandam is sufficient. Jnana vijnana saram. Nigama means Vedam. That Vedic knowledge, that Vedasaram, or essence of the Vedam, and the cream of that, or the essence of all that, Krishna has taken. How? Just like the bees goes into different flowers and pick up all the honey from there and bring it together. Honey bees, and they collect the honey like that. Similarly, Krishna has looked at all the Vedic literature and picked up what is important and put it together. And this is that nectar, Ekadasham, that has come from that. Bringaval Vedasaram. Another example is when you churn the ocean of milk, from there nectar comes out. Nectar has come out. Similarly, all the knowledge in all the Vedic literature, Krishna has put together and churned it. And from there the nectar has come out. That is Ekadasha Skandam. Nigama kadubha jakhre bringaval vedasaram. Amrutamudhada dishchapaya yal prityavargan. Then after that, what has Krishna done? According to the qualifications, those who have no attachment here, no desires inside, and all his other servants who has come to him, what Krishna did after the churning of the milk ocean, when the nectar came out, he gave it to the demigods, is it not? He didn't give it to the demons. He didn't give it to the demons. And how he did that after churning the milk, after churning the ocean and getting the nectar, how he served that to his servants, the demigods. Similarly, Krishna has done, brought this knowledge from the Vedic literature, and is handed over to the world. And to that Supreme Personality, I pay my obeisances. Saying this, Shukubrahmarshi fell on the ground, paid his obeisances to Krishna. Amrutamudhadadishchapayayalbhrityavargan. And that personality, Purusha, is called Purusha. Hrishabha, he is the most celebrated of all. Purusha Hrishabha Mahantyam. And one who has blessed this world with that knowledge, and the son of Nanda Maharaj, that Krishna, that personification of grace or Kripa, that Supreme, and who is addressed as Krishna. Krishna Samyam Natosmi, he says. Who is addressed as Krishna, I pay my obeisances. And saying this, he concluded that chapter. So, from here, Ekadasha Skandam, you can see that that Uddhava paid his obeisances and leaving him. That he realizes at this point, if I have any connection in this world, it's only with Krishna. I have no connection with anybody else. This realization has happened to Uddhava. That's what Uddhava is saying there. It's a big realization, isn't it? Now we are saying we have got connection with everybody else, but we have no connection with Krishna. At the moment it is like that in us. Now Uddhava realized it, I have only connection with Krishna, I have no connection with anyone else. This is Uddhava's realization. And that relationship with Krishna and Uddhava, Uddhava is unable to now forget it anymore. It is so strongly established, and Uddhava has become pure consciousness. In other words, body identity has gone. Body is like a car that is moving in the road. In the same way the body is moving still. From Prabhasam it's moving all the way to Badrinath. But Uddhava is not that body anymore. Uddhava has come to his identity as the Atma inside. And so it was Uddhava's request that to give that shoes to him as a remembrance, and Krishna handed over the shoes to him. And Uddhava is going away, not turning the back, but walking backwards. Now, unable to leave that form which was in the front of him. And he went back again and again, walking away from him. And he came to the Alaknanda River. There he got there and finally gave up his body there. Finally gave up his body in the banks of Alaknanda River. So this Tattva Samhita or this Ekadasha Skandam, what Krishna has spoken, whoever it is, properly realizes it, studies it, hears it, contemplates on that, because Ekadasham is a pretty long exposition, isn't it? If you look at it, but the benefit in this Ekadasha Skandam is everything is together here. If you start from the chapter 7 onwards, finishing with this last chapter, 29, if these 23 chapters is Uddhava's instructions to Uddhava, 1076 verses and 23 chapters. One who reads this again and again and again, and he gets closer to the truth more and more by that, and properly reflects and contemplates on that, and continuously endeavoring himself to make it into his experience, and such a devotee, there is no question, he will go back to Krishna. He will go back to Krishna. It is a much higher guarantee than what is there in the Sarvadharma Paritya. Krishna has not given this guarantee there. Sarvadharma Paritya, we say to everybody, isn't it? There what Krishna says, I'll take away all your sinful reactions. Is it not? Aham tam sarvabhavebhyo. And I'll offer you liberation, he says. Mokshishyami, mahashucha, don't cry. That's how he stopped with Arjuna. But Uddhava, he says, one who takes this knowledge, what is there in this Ekadasha Skandam, and if he reflects on it again and again, and makes it his own realizations, then there is no question of that person has no birth at all anymore after that. And devas, demigods, they have once in one instance they became old and diseased, isn't it? Due to the curse of Durvasa Muni. Remember that? In that 8th canto you can read that. So, but to save the demigods from that state, Krishna arranged all that chaining of the milk ocean and all the activities following that. And from that milk ocean, he churned and brought the nectar from that. And gave that to these demigods and brought them back, their youth, back to them. Similarly, we, the jivas, all of us, due to our misunderstanding means I am this body, the world is real, all these relations are real, in this way. Whatever false realizations what we have got at the moment, due to that, what has happened to him, that Maya has taken control. And due to that, Ajnanam or Avidya inside us, and that's working all the time. We are unable to come out of it. Ajnanam is working, Avidya is working, and therefore we continue to exist in this world in the same way as we have been. So Krishna is saying here that it is purely a misunderstanding inside us that I am this body, the world is real, all my relations and friends and family, me and mine, all these are misunderstanding. And that is called Maya. Krishna, by giving this Ekadasha Skandam, by that he has removed this from Uddhava's heart. Through these verses, he has removed from Uddhava's heart that ignorance what Uddhava had, like we all have. what Uddhava had, Krishna has taken that away and brought him back to his pure identity, his pure consciousness, came to that stage. So, but he used Uddhava as a Upadhi. Uddhava is just an Upadhi. Upadhi means that a medium for Krishna to deliver this transcendental knowledge to this world. Krishna used Uddhava as a medium to deliver this message to the world. He used Uddhava as a Upadhi, like Krishna used Arjuna as a Upadhi or a medium to deliver Bhagavad Gita to the world. And after, through Uddhava, this knowledge has flown into this world, and to that Krishna, the Supreme Personality, Paramatma, saying, Subramashi says, my humble obeisances to him. In this way he controls. Bhava bhayam abhandam, jnana vidyana saram, nigama rudubajahre, bringaval veda saram, amuramudhadadischa payayal pratyavargan, purusha krishabhamadhyam, krishna samyam, natosmi. And that ends the Udhovadesham. Udhovadesham finishes there. So, with this, in the 11th canto, there is not much left after this. Mostly it is referring to that Krishna is preparing for going back to the spiritual world, Krishna's departure. So there is he mentions a few things there. We will see what now happens in Dwaraka. That's the next chapter. What happens in Dwaraka? That Udhovadesham is the cream of this 11th canto. But that's been what we have seen so far. And what happens now is that Uddhava, Krishna has left, and Krishna is preparing for the departure from this world. So, chapter 30. Shri Rajo Vacham Tato Mahabhagavatam Uddhave Nargadevanam Dwaravatyam Kimakarod Bhagavan Bhudabhavanam. Tato Mahabhagavati Uddhave Vanam Nargade Bhudabhavano Bhagavan Dwaravatyam Kimakarod. So, the king Parikshit Maharaj asked Shri Brahma Maharshi, what did Krishna do at that time when Uddhava left? Says that Krishna is responsible for everything. What did he do in Dwaraka at that time after Uddhava left? Brahma Shapopa Samsprishte Sogale Yadavarshabha Prayasim Sarvanetranam Tanyam Sakathamatyajal. Then, remember earlier it was spoken this pastime called Mausala. Mausala means that Krishna decided to wind up his time in this world, and before leaving, it was in the 6th chapter when Lord Brahma and all the demigods came up and requested Krishna that the purpose for which you had come is over. Brahma can't say like that to Krishna, you can go back now. He can't say like that, can he? Because the purpose for which I have prayed for you to come, you have come and completed the business or mission is over. Now it is up to you, and not only that, you have spent 125 years here. That's how Brahma put it. You can't say to Krishna, you are 125 years old now, so you can leave now, you are an older person. He didn't say like that. He put it in a very respectful way. He says to, actually Krishna doesn't require any permission from anyone to come and go when he wants to go. So, but the way the words were spoken was, that if you look at that 6th chapter, you will see there how Brahma spoke to Krishna. Brahma spoke to Krishna. That it mentions here that that devas are saying there that the Panja Vamshadiyam Prabho, 25th verse in the 6th chapter. Yadu vamshe avatirnasya bhavada purushottama Sharachadam Vediyaya Panchavimshadigam Prabho. Panchavimshadigam Prabho. In a very, very respectful way, Brahma is saying to him that Sharachadam Vediyaya Panchavimshadigam Prabho. Since you have come, 125 years have gone. That's how he put it. He didn't say you are 125 years old. He said to him, Krishna's Brahma says to him, Iduvamsham Avadevanasya Bhavada Purushottama. O Supreme Lord, you have come and 125 years have gone from here. Sharachadam Vediyaya Panchavimshadigam Prabho. That is how Brahma put it there at that time. So here, at that time, this mausoleum was planned. When you, it's in the first chapter of the Ekadasham, you will see. The first chapter was about mausoleum. Mausoleum means that you remember one day that Krishna's children and grandchildren, they were all together. They, something happened to them. Don't know what. Normally they won't do that. They were in the forest and it was by chance all the rishis were coming to see Krishna, the great sages. Durvasa, Vishwamitra, Srinarada Maharshi and many others, Bharadvaja, so many others listed there. They were all coming to see Krishna. And these children, Krishna's children and grandchildren were there. They felt like having a little bit fun with them, with these rishis. Rishis are not ordinary people, are they? They have such a... They were saying that, they were thinking in their mind, these people always come to see our father. And all they do, they come and sit there, have some nice prasadam and then they go. And if you look at their dress, they're not very impressed. Big beard, matted hair, and even the clothes are not very well cared for. All the rishis are like that, is it not? So, so when they saw them, they felt to have a little fun with them. They didn't take them very seriously. After all, they are going to see our father anyway. And these are our father's friends. They are their close friends, are these rishis. So what they did, there is Samba there among them, Jambavati's son. They put him, the Samba had a little feminine look in him. So they put him on a sari and all that, wearing a sari. And also they may put some things inside on the belly and appeared to him, made him appear as though he is pregnant. So like a pregnant woman. Like a pregnant woman, he was standing there. Samba was standing there. So when the rishis got closer, they stood there and they paid their respects to the rishis. Rishis naturally responded. Krishna's children, they know. So they all responded to him and in a very serious mood, they inquired about what they are doing there. So they utilized this opportunity and told all the rishis that this is pregnant, this lady is pregnant. She wants to know whether she will have a boy or a girl. Because you people are very learned. It was teasing them actually. And you people are very learned, you can see three-dimensionally, isn't it? Past, present and the future. So, since you are so knowledgeable, if you can tell us. And Samba was standing there with a lot, like a pregnant woman. He was standing there with a lot of respect, with the head bowing down and all that. And whom did they ask this to? Worst person to ask. Durvasa, of all the people, among the rishis. Durvasa heard this question and straight away Durvasa gave the reply without even any further thinking. He will not have a boy or a girl, he will deliver one musalam. Musalam means this iron rod, piece of iron rod. That's what you will get, he said. And they left. They left. And by now, things have gone bad. These boys, they didn't take it very seriously. Then they removed all the sari and all, put him back into his normal clothes. A piece of metal fell from inside. When that piece of metal they saw, they got a bit frightened. What's this coming from? And what did they do? They thought, we'll go and talk to, look at how Krishna's arrangement. They didn't go back to Krishna. Instead, what did they do? They went to Ugrasena. Ugrasena was the king. So they go and tell Ugrasena, this has happened. Ugrasena also, same problem. Ugrasena said, well, there's no problem. They console. Grind it into, file it into powder, iron powder, and throw it into the sea. Everything will be gone. There, nothing to worry, no talk about it. They said. So it was left there at that way. And now, Krishna has decided, Krishna has planned all these things, this is the way it is going to happen. And finally, he has to, Ugrasena also ignored the whole instructions. And finally it has come back to bite them again. So, Krishna has decided now what is going to happen. So therefore, this whole big things begin here. Now, Tato Maha Bhagavadam, this is called Mausalam. Musalam means this metal thing. And that's called Mausalam. Mausalam means it is a large canto in the Mahabharata. This Mausalam. If you look in Mahabharata, you will see Mausalam is a whole large, very detailed description of all what happens. In Bhagavatam, there is only very little. Only the essence is spoken in the Bhagavatam. But in Mahabharata, Mausalam is a huge part of the Bhagavatam. Mahabharatam, sorry. So, Tadao Mahabhagavatam. उद्धवैर्गदेवनम् द्वारवत्याम् किमकरोत् भगवान् भूतभावनाम् ब्रह्मशापोपसंसृष्टे सुकले यादवर्षभाम् प्रेयसीम् सर्वनेत्राणाम् तनिम् स कथमत्यजल् स्वकाल ब्रह्मशापोपसंसृष्टे यादवर्षभ स सर्वनेत्राणाम् प्रेयसीम् तनिम् कथमत्यजल् सो ब्राह्मण दे आर् ब्राह्मणस् दर्शीस् दे हव् कर्स्ड् सो इट्स् कोल्ड् ब्राह्मणशापम् शापम् मीन्स् कर्स् द कर्स् फ्रम् दि Brahmanas. So, the Maharaj Parikshit wants to know that how is that Krishna finally gave up his form here? That form what he has manifested here, how did he give it up? Because Brahmana's curse cannot affect Krishna. That cannot affect Krishna. So how did this happen? And Krishna is playing the role of a human being here, is it not? So, how did he, Krishna, give up that form here? That was the question from Parikshit. And that Swarupam, Krishna's form, that is what is spoken in the next important verse. Pratya krishtam nainam avala yatra legnam na sheku karna avishtam na sarditato yat sadam alma legnam यच्छ्रीर्वाजाम् जनयतिरदिम् किन्नुमानम् कवीनाम् दृष्ट्वा जिष्णोर् युधिरतगदम् यच्छदत्साम्यमीयु अबला यत्र लग्नम् नयनम् प्रत्याकृष्टम् न शेकु All the women were attracted to that form, Krishna's form. Gopis were attracted, the princes and princesses in Mathura were attracted, all the queens in Dwaraka were attracted to Krishna's form. That form, they were attracted. They were never able to take their eyes off Krishna. Yat karna vishtam sadam atma legdam tato nasarati. Similarly, that form, when it enters into the human body, through when it hears about that form through the ears, it, in devotee's heart, it goes and stays there, that form of Krishna. यच्छ्री कवीनां वाचां रतिं जनयति तथा सति तेषां मानं जनयति इति किन्नु वक्तव्यम् And great, great poets, they never get satisfied describing that form of Krishna. Describing that form of Krishna. And because of that, they are also worshipped. There are so many books written about Krishnas. Apart from Bhagavadam and Mahabharatam, all other literature that's been composed about Krishna by great, great devotees. In our own knowledge, like you can see, Vilumangalam wrote Krishna Karnavadam. Similarly, Kuleshikara Alvar wrote the Mundamala. Sukumara Kavi wrote Shri Krishna Vilasam Kavyam. Like that, so many poets in so many languages, apart from in Sanskrit language, in so many other languages also, so many great poets have composed so much literature about this person, Krishna, Supreme Person, Krishna. So, Yudhi, Mrida, Jishno, Rathagadam, Yachya, Drishtva, Tat, Samyam, Iyum. And in Mahabharata war, and Krishna was the charioteer, Parthasarathi, Arjuna's charioteer, isn't it? Seeing that form, whoever has given a body in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they got liberated. So imagine the potency of that form, Krishna's form. Mahabharata war, millions and millions got liberated because they left the body seeing that form. And here, women are attracted by the beauty of that form, and they all, whether it is in Dwaraka or Mathura or Vrindavanam or wherever it is, wherever Krishna went, all the women were attracted by the beauty of that Krishna's form. Similarly, great poets, they have taken special effort to explain Krishna's beauty through their poetry in all languages, in with so many different compositions that they have. So, and that form, how did he give it up? To tell us about the glory of that form of Krishna. How did he give up that form? Our Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know that. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know that. That is why he is asking this question. Pratyakrashtam mainam avalai yatra lagnam nasheku karna avishtam nasaraditato yat sadam atma lagnam yachrirvacham janayadiridim kinnumanam kavinam drishtva jishnor yudhi rathagadam yachadat samyam iyo. So, Krishirvacha, he says here, that Krishirvacha, Krishirvacha means Shubramashi is saying there, is Rishi. Divi bhuvyandai sheja maholpadan samuthidan drishtu asinan sutharmayam Krishna prahuyadunidam. Devi bhuvi andarikshaja samuthidan maholpadan drishtva Krishna sutharmayam asinan yadun idam praha. Then when the time has come for Krishna to leave this world, there were a lot of bad omens that happened here, and Krishna noticed that different things, what was happening in the nature, what was happening in the nature. Krishna noticed that and he spoke to the Yadavas about it. Krishna spoke about the Yadavas about it. You will see this when after Krishna left, Arjuna comes back to Hastinapur to see, and Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't know that Krishna had left. No other Pandava brothers knew except Arjuna. Arjuna was the last Pandava brother who was with Krishna. So after Krishna left, Uddhava comes back to Hastinapur to report that to Yudhishthira. So before Arjuna arrived, Yudhishthira started seeing some bad omens there. Same thing happened there also in Hastinapur, with prior to the departure of Krishna. So Krishna himself noticed that with his departure, so many things are going to happen here. So here, now you will see in the next many verses that Krishna is saying here, talking to Yadavas about this. How Krishna puts it to them. He didn't say to them that I'm going. He didn't say that. And they didn't have the intelligence to think that Krishna is leaving. By now what has happened is, among the Yadavas also, they've become a little bit disrespectful to Krishna. Due to familiarity, they become disrespectful. Initially, Krishna was everything for them. Because in Krishna's presence, they flourished. They had all the opulences and they were very, very powerful. But by now, after so many years, close relationship, they have started thinking about Krishna also. He is one among us. Where's the difference? These thoughts have started building up inside. And that's the time Krishna decided that they should also go. Because if I leave them here, they will destroy this world. So he has already made up his mind, and he has decided to do what he decided, what he has wanted to do. And that is how this mausoleum begins. So we'll look at that after a few minutes. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chedo Darpanam Arjanam Baumaha Davagni Nirvapanam Shreyakkaidava Chandriya Vidaranam Vidhyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pradipada Purnamrada Swadhanam Sarvatna Subhanambaram Vijayade Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Namnamagari Bahudanija Sarva Shakti Tatrapidani Midasmaranena Gala Eda Drishidava Kripa Bhagavan Mamavi Dundeva Midrishami Hajani Nanuragaham Tranara Vishuni Jena Tarora Visahishnunam Manina Madalena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nathanam Najanam Nasundarim Vidam Vajagadi Shakamayim Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavadad Bhaktirahai Dugitvayim Ayi Nanda Danuja Kingaram Patidamam Shame Bhavam Budho Kupayatava Padapanga Jastida Duli Sadrasham Vijindayam Nayanam Galada Shudharaya Vadanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira Pulagar Nijidam Kadava Bhutavam Mama Grahane Bhavishyati Yugaidam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishayitam Shunyayitam Jagal Sarvam Govinda Virahe Name Ashlishyava Padaradam Pinashtumam Adarshanam Marmahadam Karyotuva Yadhatadava Vidadadulam Padu Malpranadha Stunayevana Param Krishiruvacham, verse 4. Divibhivyandarishaja mahalpadan samuthidan drishtuasinan sudharmayam krishna prahayadunidam. So, Shubhamashi is saying there that in the all over there was a lot of bad things happening, bad omens were happening. And seeing this, Krishna spoke to the Yadavas. Krishna spoke to the Yadavas in Dwaraka. Shri Bhagavanu Vacham Ede Ghora Maholpado Dwarvatyam Yamake Dava Muhurtam Vinasteyam Atrano Yadubungava. That Krishna says, Hey Yadubungava Yamake Dava Ede Maholpado Dwarvatyam Na Muhurtam Abhi Nasteyam. That there is a lot of bad omens, indications of bad things going to happen, and therefore there is no point in staying here anymore, says Krishna to the Yadavas. He says to them, therefore we shouldn't be living in Dwaraka anymore. That's how Krishna puts it. We shouldn't be living in Dwaraka anymore. Striyo balascha vruddhascha shankodhwaram rajandvida vayam prabhasam yasyamo yatra pratyek saraswati stri baladeha idaha shankodhwaram rajandu. Women, children, old people, all of them should go to Shankodhwaram. And Yatra Pratyak Saraswati Bhavadi Tam Prabhasam Vayam Yasyama. And we should go to the western direction where Saraswati River is flowing. Saraswati flows through Prabhasam. So you will see these three names mentioned there. One place is Prabhasam, other place is Shankodhwaram. And then there is another name mentioned later, Dehol Sargam, where Krishna left the body, left this world, Dehol Sargam. Tatra Bishyachya Shujaya Uposhya Susamahidaha Devada Puja Ishyami Snabana Levana Arhane. Tatra Abhishyachya Shujaya Uposhya Susamahidaha Snabana Levana Arhane Devadaha Puja Ishyama. After going there, bathing there in the Saraswati River, and then fasting there, and fully focused, we will engage in the worship there of the deities, and all different deities, devadas, will worship there, and will carry all the things with us, paraphernalia required for the worship of the deities. Then, this is Krishna's proposal to the Yadavas. Brahmanamstu Mahabhagan Krita Sustena Vayam Gobhu Hiranyavasobir Gaja Ashwaratha Veshmabhi. Says, Vayam Krita Sustena Sandha Mahabhagan Tan Brahmanan Gobhu Hiranyadivi Pujeshyama. There we will wash the feet of the Brahmanas, and by blessed by them we will offer in charity to them cows, land, gold and clothes, all these things, and we'll also offer them the elephants, the horses, the chariots and houses. We'll offering all these in charity to the Brahmanas, we'll worship them, great Brahmanas, he says. Vidhiresha Arishtagno, referring, the Brahmanas refers to the rishis. In here you will see Brahmanas, words used is Brahmana. Yanis, rishis, they all belong to the same persons referring to. Vidhiresha Arishtagno, Mangalayana Muttamam, Deva Dvija Gavam Puja Budeshu Paramo Bhava. Says, Esha Vidhi Arishtagna Uttamam Mangalayanam Bhavadi. If we do like that, it will be auspicious for us. Krishna is saying, Devadinam Puja Budeshu Paramo Bhava. Devas, Devadas and Brahmanas and the cows, worshipping them is particularly auspicious, he says. Krishna is saying to them, to the Yadavas, worshipping all these three, cows, Brahmanas and the Devadas, demigods. Idi sarve samagarne yaduvruddha madhidvisha tadhedi naubhi uttirya prabhasam prayayu rathai. Idi madhidvisha vak samagarnam sarve yaduvruddha tadhedi naubhi samuttirya prabhasam rathai. So when Krishna said this to the Yadavas, all the old men in the among the Yadavas, among the, you have to remember how many people were there by now. Krishna's family alone is so huge, isn't it? Krishna's family alone, if you look at the way, 16,108 wives, and all of them, he had 10 boys and a girl from each one of them. And all the boys, they had married, so they had their wives and children. So it's a very big family, isn't it? All the Yadavas are there. So they all agreed with this, and they agreed with Krishna's advice, and they got into the boat, and through the boat they traveled in the sea and got to Prabhasam, the place called Prabhasam. Tasmin Bhagavadadishtam Yadudevena Yadava Chakru Paramaya Bhaktya Sarvashraiva Brahmihidam. So there, Tasmin Yadava Yadudevena Bhagavada Adishtam Sarvam Sarva Shrayoba Brahmhidam Paramaya Bhaktya Chakruhu. That Yadavas, after traveling like that, they got there and then they did everything what they were told, various charitable activities and also worship of different devadas, everything according they were properly guided by the rishis and the brahmanas who are in the family. They were advised him what to do, and they performed all that with a lot of devotion and everything. They performed everything as they were instructed by the rishis. Tadastasmin mahapanam papur maireyagam madhu dishtavimbramshati tadiyo yadraver drashya remati. It's after that the problem started. That tadade drishta vimbramshati tadiyo tayadravai mad brashyade madhu maireyagam tad mahapanam chakru. Afterwards they felt that now we have done everything. All spiritual activities are finished. Now we'll enjoy. The thought has come. And due to that is Krishna's, Krishna inspired them to behave like this from inside. So what did they do? They took to this maireyam. It's a maireyagam madhu. I mean, it's sweet, and they drunk and got drunk with that. Some locally made thing. Whatever it may be, Mairegam, they say, that after drinking that, they have lost their control. They lost their control. They enjoyed and they lost their intelligence. Mahapana Vimattanam Viranam Druptache Yadasam Krishna Maya Vimudhanam Sankarsha Sumahanabhud. महाबाणाभिमत्तानां नृप्तजेतसां कृष्णमाया विमूढानां वीराणां सुमहान् संघर्ष अभृत्. After this is gone inside, what happens when it goes inside? Then matam. Matam means that they have become very arrogant and proud, and you know what alcohol does to anybody. And hangaram has mahabhanabhi matanam viranam drupta chedasam. And not only that, they started challenging everybody. Actually, that's what happens, isn't it? When you are drunk, you challenge everybody else. So they start challenging Krishna and Balaram also. They felt like challenging them. So the whole mood has changed now. Sometimes you see these people, they go to church and then after they go to pub. Straight away. After that. It happens like this. This is a normal thing in this world, you will see. They feel that they have performed a very severe austerity by going to the church or temple. And when they come out, they can't handle that stress anymore. So to relieve that stress, they walk into the pub or somewhere wherever alcohol is available. But they get home and make themselves or what, I don't know what. It happens. This happens in time. So you can't blame, we are also doing the same thing in this world now. So you can't blame Yadavas for that, what they have done. They also couldn't handle it after this. But Krishna has created this situation with them. Krishna Maya Vimodhanam means Krishna's Maya has turned their heads all. Sangharsham Sumahanabhud. Sangharsham has happened, that means friction has developed between themselves. Between themselves they started in a, they were in a fighting mood after this has gone inside. All this burden forgotten. Yiyudhu krodha samrabdham velayam adadayinam dhanurbhrasbir bhalya gadabhi tomirarshtibhi. When they got affected by that, krodha samrabdham adadayinam velayam dhanuadibi parasparam yuyuduhu. They got angry at each other. And because they got angry, they took to weapons. Weapons means whatever that was they can get hold of. Bows and arrows, the swords, then clubs, and various weapons, what was available there. And they started, they took it and started fighting with each other. And patak pathagai ratakunjara adhibi gharoshtra gober mahisher narai rabi mitha sameti ashwadare sudurmata nyahan sharer dadbhirivad dvipavane te durmada patat pathagai ratadhibi mitha sameti vane dviva tadbhiriva sharei nyahan. Then they were they had horses and chariots, everything, elephants, everything there. And with all of them, they had climbed on top of them, and with flags in their hand and the weapons in their hand. And also they had donkeys and camels and cows and buffaloes and human bodies and female horses, everything. And mutually they started fighting each other, and they started killing also. One after the other. They start fighting and killing each other. And how that fighting happened, this is all Krishna's family members doing this. But you have to remember this. So, how did they fight each other? That is the next four verses you will see. The Krishna's family fighting each other. Pradyumna sambhav yudhiruda malsaraha akrura bhoja amaniruddha satyagi. Akrura Bhoja Vaniruddha Satyagi Subhadra Sangrama Jidau Sudharano Gadau Sumitra Suratau Samiyatu. Says, Pradyumna and Samba, Akrura and Bhojas, Aniruddha Satyagi, Subhadra and Sangrama Jid, and Gadas, Sumitra Suratha. And as though they are fighting a battle, they have all started fighting each other. And Gada, Sumitra Suratau, Sumitra Asuradha, they were fighting. Anyeja evai nishathol mukadaya sahasraji chadajit bhanu mukhya anyonya masadhya mathanda karida jagnur mukundena vimohida brisham. That nishatha ulmukha, those two people, sahasrajit chadajit bhanu, all of them, due to being under the illusion of Krishna's yogamaya, they all became felt like fighting, and they were intoxicated with that, the mood of spirit of fighting each other. Dasharha Vrishnyandhaga Bhoja Satvada Madhvar Buddha Madhura Shura Sena Visarjana Kukura Kundayascha Mitastadasteda Visarja Sauhrudam. That all these people, Dasharka, Vrishni, Andhaga, Boja, Satvada, Madhuvamshaja, Arbhudam, and similarly people from these three different land, Arbhudam, Madhura, Shurasenam, people who have come from those places, Visarjanas, Kukuras, Kundi, all these, they all had friendly relationship before. But now, after intoxicated, they all started looking at each other as their enemies and started fighting, very serious fighting among them. Within the family, Krishna created this fight. So, to kill anybody, it's not difficult for Krishna. All it has to you have to screw our heads up a little bit. We will also fight each other. Is it not? That's what it is. Then, for Krishna's plans is like that. Nobody knows what is going through Krishna's thoughts. So, putra ayudhyan pidruva bhradra bhishcha susriya dauhitra pidruvya madulai mitrani mitrai suhrada suhudbir jnanim stuhan jnadaya eva mutaha. Then, they were all relations, each other. Children, sons were fighting with the parents. Brothers were fighting each other. Uncles were fighting with their nephews. And grandfathers were fighting with the grandchildren. Friends were fighting each other. Mitrani mitrai sukhrada sukhrudbi. And jnadaya eva muda jnadi narhan. Under Krishna's spell of Maya, all of them killed each other. Between them, this became serious. They started beating up each other and killing each other. Whole thing changed. Shareshu Kshiyamaneshu Bhajyamaneshu Dhanvasu Shastreshu Kshiyamaneshu Mushtibiru Jahru Eraga. So, Shareshu Kshiyamaneshu Dhanvasu. When they ran out of the bows and arrows, everything, then, and their bows have started breaking, at that time, and the arrows have run out, they found this, Mushtibhir Jahru Eraga. Eraga means this is a particular kind of plant, which has long rod-like stick. So these Yadavas are strong people, they pulled these things out, and started beating up each other with that. This Eraga grass, they call it the grass here, Eraga grass, Jahru Eraga. This Eraga is that plants that were born from that, when they ground that metal piece and powdered it and thrown into the sea, they came up in the form of these plants, Eraga plants. If you ask, how can that happen? That means everything can happen in Krishna's plan. Everything is possible. You have to accept it that way. That Vedavyas is saying that the which was in the mortar form, it was thrown, they have ground it into fine powder and thrown it into the sea. Ugrasena instructed them to do that. And they have done that. And they have grown as this Eraga, because that is what meant for the destruction of the Yadava race. So they came out in the form of these Eraga grass, and then these things were pulled out by them, and using that they started beating up each other. Ta vajra galpyam abhavan parikha mushtina abhrida jagnur dushaste krishnena vairyamanastu tam chate. So when they started, although they were a plant, the stem of the plant, when they start beating up each other, it was like a beating up with a steel rod. It was so strong, those plants were. And Krishnena Vairyamanastu Tamcha Jagnu. And when Krishna tried to stop that, they start beating Krishna also with that. They couldn't resist. They start beating Krishna. Pratyanigam Manyamana Balabhadramja Mohida Handam Kridadiyo Rajan Abana Adadayana Rajan Abana Adadayana. Hey, te balabhadranja pratinigam manyamana handum kridadiya adatayana apanaha. They started thinking Balram is also on the opposite side to us. So they decided to beat him up, to beat up Balram also. And they came there with bows and arrows to fight with Balram. Adatavabhi samkruddham samkruddha udhyama kurunandana eraga mushti parigau charando jagnathur yudhi. that hey Kurunandana, Taravabhi Samkruddho Eraga Mushti Parigau Udyama Yuddhi Charando Jagnatu. Krishna and Balarama also saw this. They also didn't stop. They also started beating up people. Krishna and Balarama also got involved in that. And they also pulled out this Eraga trees or plants which were standing like, similar, something like you can say like the sugarcane rods, something similar to that, tall trees, but you can pull them out. And using that, they also started beating. Krishna and Balaram also starting the beating these Yadavas. Brahma Shabhava Srishtanam Krishna Maya Vrida Almanam Sparsha Krotha Chayam Ninye Vaina Vogniriyat Havanam. He says, Brahma Shabhava Srishtanam Krishna Maya Vrida Almanam Spardha Krotha Vainava Agni Vanam Yata Tada Kulam Chayam Ninye. Due to the curse of that Brahmana, Durvasav, Vishwamitra, Narada Maharshi, Bharadwaj and all the other rishis, they are the Brahmanas referring to here. Brahmana Shavan, they call it. They are the Brahmanas, actually, the rishis, the sages. Due to their curse, and also due to the influence of Krishna's Maya. Maya has been behind that. These Yadavas, among them, animosity and enmity built up among themselves. And due to that, they got angry. And just like a forest fire burns the forest, this enmity among them itself burned the whole Yadava race into ashes. And they destroyed themselves. They destroyed themselves by beaten up each other and killed each other. Evam nashteshu sarveshu kuleshu sveshu keshava avadarido bhuo bhara idi mene vasheshida. Evam sveshu sarveshu kaleshu nashteshu keshava avasheshida bhuo bharyobi avadarida idi mene. So, when the whole Yadavas were killed like this, all of them got destroyed, Krishna thought that that burden is also over. He was thinking that this Yadavas will become a burden on this planet. Krishna has removed all the other. Mahabharata war managed to clean up one side among the Kshatriyas, isn't it? There were the Kauravas and the Pandavas, they created fight among them, and through that Mahabharata war, he managed to get rid of a lot of other unwanted people. Here again, finally he thought that this Yadavas could become a problem. So among them also created a ill feeling and made them to fight each other and kill them all. So practically Krishna is feeling now, more or less the place is safe enough now, comparatively better place to live. Rama Samudra Velayam Yoga Mastaya Paurusham Tatyaja Logam Manusham Samyo Jalpanam Altmani. Then at this time, point in time, Balaram knew that it is time for him to go. But they have obviously knew each other that they are leaving this place. Balaram knew this, Uddhava knew this, nobody else knew this, that it is time to go. So Balaram, he says here, Rama Samudra Velayam Yogam Astaya Paurusham. Rama Samudra Velayam Paurusham Yoga Mastaya Almanam Almani Samyojya Manushyam Logam Tatyaja. Balaram went to the seashore and he engaged in the yoga process in Brahmadhyanam, and he dissolved himself into the Absolute Truth. He says here, Samyojyam Almanam Almani. Samyojyalpanam Altmani means, in Bhakti language we will say, he has gone back to Vaikuntham to receive Krishna when he goes back. But generally in the Jnanamargam they will say that he has dissolved himself. That means, this body in power of yoga, this body is made to disappear. And Alma, Balram, he has himself gone and dissolved in the truth. Tatyaja logam manushyam samyojyalpana malmani. That means he is no more. This whole Balram's appearance here is in the human form, isn't it? That human form has disappeared. Balram in the human form is not there anymore. Balram has left. Balram has gone back to his state, original state where he came from. And that's how that is explained, because we don't know more than that. isn't it? Lo many commentators, if you read different Vyakhyanams commentaries, they will say different things about Balaram's appearance. But the principle, what we have to understand is that Balaram has taken away that form which was present in front of everybody. That form was withdrawn and Balaram has gone back to spiritual world. That's all we can say about that. And he says there that the yatatyaja logam manushyam. In this world, in the human form, he has taken away. Samyoja almanam almani. He has gone back to his original state where he had come from. That means you have to remember, in this Brahmam is the source. From Brahmam, all these manifestations are coming. Krishna is called Purna Brahmam. Purna Brahmam manifestation is Krishna. Balaram is also another manifestation of Brahmam. Brahmam is that pure consciousness, pure knowledge or pure consciousness. Like Bhagavatam says there, isn't it? That vadandita tattvinam tattvam yajnanam advayam. Advaya jnanam, which we call as Brahmam or Paramatma or Bhagavan, whichever way we address that, vastu is the same. From there, all these manifestations are coming, different incarnations. Balaram is one of those incarnations. It has gone back to the source where it came from. Then, Ramaniryanam alokya, Bhagavan Devaki Sutta, Nishasadharo Baste, Tushnim, Asadhya Pippalam. Bhagavan Devaki Sutta, Ramaniryanam alokya, Pippalam Asadhya, Dharo Baste, Tushnim, Nishasada. Krishna, who is seeing this Balaram's departure, immediately left that place and there was an Ashwatha tree. And he went there, underneath that tree, he sat there quietly, without saying anything. Krishna sat there. By now, all the Yadavas were finished. Beaten up each other, killed each other, and they're gone. Balaram has also left. Bibhra Chadurbhujam Rubam Brajishnu Prabhaya Asvaya Disho Vidimira Kurvan Vidhumamiva Pavagam. So, Brajishnu Chadurbhujam Rubam Bibhra Svaya Prabhaya Disha Vidmira Kurvan Vidhuma Pavaga Iva Nishasada. Now, Krishna is sitting there in the four-handed form. Four hands have appeared. And in that four-handed form, he is sitting there and like fire, without any smoke, Krishna sat there very peacefully in Shanti state underneath that Ashwatha tree. And that form of Krishna is spoken here. In the next four verses, you will see Krishna's form at that time. It's a four-handed form. In so many places in the Bhagavatam, you will notice Krishna showing the different forms, isn't it? Some places four-handed form, some places eight-handed form, some places two-handed form. Like when Arjuna went and caught hold of Ashwatthama and brought him in front of Draupadi in the first canto, you can see there that what happened there when Draupadi looked, she saw four-handed form of Krishna. Krishna with four-handed form. That is one instance you will see this four-handed form. Four-handed form of Krishna. Similarly, you will see in the Ashtamaskandam, in the eighth canto also, in front of Gajendra, he appeared with eight-handed form. So all these different forms exist simultaneously. Four-handed form, eight-handed form, two-handed form, all these exist. But here, it is that four-handed form that has appeared again. Rukmini Devi saw the four-handed form. We will see that in the Bhagavatam. Shrival Sangham Khanashyamam Tattahadagavarchasam Kaushayambare Yukmena Parivedam Sumangalam Sundarasmidavatrabjam Neelakundalamandidam Pundarigabhiramaksham Spiran Magaragundalam Kadisutram Brahma Sutram Kiridakadaka Angadei Khara Nubura Budrabi Kaustubhena Virajidam Vanamala Paridankam Murtimadbhirnijayudhai Krutto Raudakshine Padam Asinam Pangajarunam. So, in describing that four-handed form, Sri Valsam and Krishna is that blue clouds form, and Pidambaram, the yellow garment Krishna is wearing, like a golden dress outfit, and smiling, and in Krishna's hair, that is on both sides, and and eyes are like the lotus eyes. Tamalbhujam Balagam Ambujashanam, famous eyes of Krishna. Then all his the eardrops, what Krishna has, and then his belt, then the thread, and then his crown, and then his bangles, and he has these bangles on his shoulders, and different garlands what he was wearing, and also anklets, kaustubham, all these things, and above all, Krishna's famous vanamala. Vanamala means flowers of forest flowers, garland made of forest flowers. Krishna is very fond of this vanamala. Vanamala you will see mentioned in the 10th canto, many places, vanamala. So, wearing all these things, and Krishna appeared there, and he sat there on the right thigh, the left foot has kept, and in the yoga position, he sat in that way, underneath the Ashwatha tree. He sat there. Vanamala paridangam murtibhavir nichayide krutvaro dakshine padam asinam pangajaranam. Dakshine padam means his left leg, left feet on top of the right leg. He is sitting there. You will see this photograph, some paintings in the Bhagavatam, Krishna departing from this world. In the Bhagavatam you will see those pictures. Musalavasheshaya khandakradeshur lubdhago ojaram Mrgasyagaram tacharanam vivyadam mrgashangayam. Musalavisheshaya ghandakradeshu jara kaschi lubdhaka mrgasyagaram tacharanam mrgashangayam vivyadam. It is at that time that there was a piece of metal left behind after they have powdered it. That piece of metal they got from the stomach of Samba. They have powdered it and threw it into the sea, but there was still one piece left. And that piece, somehow or the other, it came into the hands of this hunter called Jara. What he did was, he got that piece of metal, he made it as a sharp arrow out of that metal. And somewhere he was hunting for the animals. So when Krishna was sitting there, underneath Krishna's feet is reddish color. So from long distance when he looked, he only saw Krishna's feet, and thinking that seeing the reddish color from a distance, he thought it's some animal's face present there, and he shot that arrow towards that lotus feet, Krishna's lotus feet. In mistake, he has done that. He's a hunter, Jara, and didn't have any idea what he was doing. He was only looking for the animals, and when he found something, he thought, oh, he's got somebody to shoot down. So he shot the arrow there. Chaturbhujam dham purusham drishtvasa kadagilbisha bhita papada shirasa padayor asuradvishah. Then he came to pick up the animal whom he had shot. When he got there, he saw Krishna sitting there where he had shot the arrow, he realized. And he felt bad. Felt bad seeing Krishna's situation, that what he has done. Even though they are hunters, they still have some sense in them that they have committed a mistake. So he paid his obeisances to Krishna straight away and started apologizing to him, asking for forgiveness. He was saying to Krishna to forgive him for what he has done. Ajanada kratamidam papena madhusudana chandu marhasi bhavasya uttama shlokamena ka. He says here, I have committed such a horrendous thing that Nitya Nirmala, he says, Chandu Marhasi Papasya, please forgive me for my sinful activity. Uttama Shlokame Anaha, Nitya Nirmala Punya Kirte, please forgive this offense I have committed. Please forgive me. Again and again, he started begging. Yasya Anusmaranam Ranam Ajnana Dvandana Ashanam Vadandi Dasyade Vishnu Maya Sadhu Kridam Vibhom. Those whose ajnanam or avidya or ignorance goes away, by remembering whose form, means Krishna's form. By remembering whose form, people come out of their ajnanam or avidya or from ignorance, to such a person, I have committed this great offense. It shows that this Jara, this hunter, he knew who Krishna was. Who knew who Krishna is? That's why he's able to say like that. He is mentioning like that, that I have committed a huge offense at your lotus feet. Tanmashu jahi vaigunda papmanam mrgalubdhagam yatha puniraham dvevam nakuriyam sadadikramam. He vaigunda tat aham puneda asadadikramam nakuriyam tada papmanam mrgalubdhagam mam ashu jahi. So from now on, I should not commit such a offense, such a crime again in my life anymore. Therefore, please punish me by killing me, he says to Krishna. He's asking Krishna to kill him so that I do not repeat such a mistake again. Of, look at the respect they had also, even though hunter, in their heart they had respect for Krishna and accepting that. And that is how he mentions that Tanmashu jahi vaigunda papmanam mrgalubdhagam yatha puniraham tvevam na kuriyam asadadikramam. Then, never again such a mistake I should not commit in my life, because I am by nature very sinful person. I am hunting the animals, killing them, and I am very sinful, and therefore please kill me. Jara is saying this to Krishna. Jara, this hunter, is saying this to Krishna. It was at that time Krishna says to them, it's not your mistake. It's not your fault. It is because it's my desire that it should happen like this. Therefore it has happened. Yasya alpa yoga rajidam na vidur virinjo rudrada yosya danaya padayo giram ye tonmaya ya pihita drashtayame tadanjan gittakim tasyate vayam asad gadayo grinima. Virinja asya tanaya rudradaya e giram padaya tepi tonmaya pihita drashtaya yase yoga rajidam na vidu tasyate edad anjaha asadgadeha vayam kim grnite grnima. Lord Brahma and personalities like Rudra, Shiva and many others, and all the great rishis, all of them under the influence of Maya, they do not know you well. They don't even know Krishna very well. Neither Brahma, Shiva and many others, because, and even the great rishis, nobody can say they understand Krishna, who Krishna is. Even they get puzzled by Krishna. And they also do not understand this creation completely, which is also a product of Yogamaya. And how can we say that this curse from the sages, Brahmana Shabam, how can that have any effect on Krishna? And how can we talk about that, who are born in the sinful families and sinful life, what we live? How can this happen? Therefore, this is Jara's words. Jara is saying that even Brahma, Shiva, they don't understand you. Nor the rishis understand you. So even if there is this curse from you, from them, how can that curse have any effect on you? That is not possible. So therefore, let it be, whatever it may be, please kill me. Please punish me. That is what Jara is saying to Krishna. Please punish me for what I have done. And it was then Krishna is answering that, which will start tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Dinadhyatma Prabhupada. Jai. Srila Prabhupada. Jai.